bitch. Body bitch, body bitch. Body bitch, make that body flip. You know I don't know karate, bitch. We dropping bodies, bitch. They say shooting is my hobby, bitch. And I'm a problem kid. Woke up on a roof of flowers and they with that talking shit. Bobby bitch, oh yeah, I'm Bobby bitch.
Hope you ain't know they call me
Bobby bitch, oh yeah, I'm Bobby bitch.
Hope you ain't know they call me
Bobby bitch, oh yeah, I'm Bobby bitch.
Hope you ain't know they call me
Bobby bitch, Bobby bitch. And I'm down, I got y'all body bitches, sit that homie switch. And I bet that all these hollow tips gon' make this body twitch. But if I hit you with that shoddy bitch, I bet that body flip.
I wish somebody would shoot 2016, bitch. The fuck? What a shitty year. Welcome, everybody. It is the Midnight Horror Show. We're here live Wednesday, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, like we are every Wednesday night. Check it out at tmhsradio.com or on the TuneIn app. If you're listening to the replay, join us one of these Wednesday nights. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun for us. Not for you guys as much, but for us it is. Welcome all. Welcome one and all, except for you. You right there? Yeah, you looking around with your headphones on? No, I'm talking directly to you. Get the fuck out of here. We don't want you here.
You talking to me?
No, I'm talking to that.
GTFE,
no.
Motherfucker.
That person knows who I'm talking about. Go, get out of here. There, they're gone. They're gone. Everyone else, welcome. What's up? We're here. We missed last week. Unfortunately, Christmas got the better of us, of Danny, actually. And, Muppet Christmas Carol. And the funny thing is, I watched that, leading up to it, and I'm like, man, this is going to be great. This is going to be a great commentary. I can't wait. And I was like, you know what? Even if we miss Christmas, we're going to do it the week after. I don't care. I tried to watch it again after Christmas now, and fuck that movie. All right, the fizz is gone. All right, that soda is flat. Goodbye,
you're like,
Christmas.
For Marley, and you're like, fuck off.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck you, puppets. I'm like, fuck you, puppets.
Fuck you, Muppets. Muppet fucking. Now, there's something we can talk about anytime. Muppet fucking.
We have talked about it quite a bit. We don't need to discuss that anymore.
I love talking about Muppet fucking.
All right, everybody, welcome. Anyone over there? Yep, I see some people at the TMHS radio chat room. Some people over there on Facebook. Post some stuff. Let us know how much you hated 2016. What a bitch. And you know what? It's going to get worse.
You know what the worst part of 2016 was?
That it's over?
The worst part. No, the worst part.
What?
The worst part of 2016. Well, I mean, the absolute shittiest part. I mean, the most fucking horrendous, horrible, shittiest, unbelievably shitty part of 2016 was us going from doing any genre we wanted back to horror, because now we're just another horror podcast.
Oh, you are right. You are right. Wait a minute. Hold on.
No one wanted it, Danny. No one wanted it. People were like that. We can talk about Indiana Jones now. We can talk about fucking Dr. Dark can sing any song he wants, which happened before.
I still do that.
He can do it now anytime he wants. And people didn't want us to go back to horror. We forced it on them because that's how much we sided with 2016. We became part of the establishment.
We really did. We really did. And I think from here on out, there needs to be no more horror's biggest badass competitions, because clearly death has won this year. That bitch kicked everyone's ass. I think going into 2017, since it's so sad, and yes, I know everyone's so sad and we're all crying about it, but you know what? Let's make light of it, because that's what we do here. We make light of really tragic situations. So I think we should have, instead of fantasy football next year, we should have fantasy celebrity draft. And each one of us gets five celebrities that we get to draft.
A celebrity death pool.
Yeah, we see if we can make it. Who makes it to the end of the year with the most celebrities? The rules will be they have to be over the age of 60, or if they're under the age of 60, they have to have a history of drug use. Okay,
or they have to be over 300 pounds.
Yeah. Well, Chris Farley's dead. I mean, there's no more of those. Okay, so I think we just need to have this.
Sure,
and
there are.
We each get 5, 6, 7 celebrities, and we see who makes it to the end of 2017 with the most celebrities still alive. And if this was a number, if someone got the number one draft pick in celebrity drafting fantasy, whatever we call this, I think I'm going to take Betty White first, because
no way,
that
dude.
Bitch outlasts everything.
She's going to live to be 100, yeah.
Well, she's a Highlander.
Yeah,
just taking celebrity.
I mean, she might already be 100.
I think she's the one behind all the deaths, actually. I think she's like some sort of celebrity vampire. Every time she kills a celebrity off, she just suddenly, like, not as smoke asks how old Magic Johnson is.
Magic Johnson is 57, but in AIDS years, he's 137.
Oh, dear God.
He's immortal, dude.
He is immortal. Alucard.
Yeah, if you survive AIDS, nothing's killing you.
I mean, like, he didn't. So did Paula Abdul, right? They both survived AIDS.
Abdul doesn't have AIDS, does she?
She was a Lakers girl, right? Magic Johnson played for the Lakers.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's how it rolls. That's how it rolls in the NBA.
It's a conspiracy.
It's out rolls, buddy.
I'm not sure if Cookie got it.
Cookie? Cookie's yeah. had it. Cookie equals AIDS. I mean, if we were to do a mathematical equation right now, Cookie equals AIDS. So,
that's a T-shirt I'm wanting for 2017.
I do want Mark, our new sticker should just say Cookie equals AIDS. Everyone will get it.
Get right on that.
We also, in January, will be releasing, we won't do it live, but we will be releasing a sort of a guide to TMHS, kind of to touch on some of the past things and the hosts so you can catch right up to speed. So when we shout shit like ham bone or jizz ham socks bone. Or pussy poo or pussy goo, you don't just go, what the fuck are these guys talking about? You might go, oh, that's right. This is how that started. That's if we can remember how it started, because some of these I can't remember how they even started. But yeah, we're going to put something out like that. A behind the podcast, if you will, VH1 style. We're going to put that out. Tonight, we are going to talk about this bitch-ass motherfucking year after we do some guts. We'll spill our guts on resolutions leading into the next year, the new year. And the second hour, we will we'll discuss what is the best New Year's movie. We've gone through a ton of Christmas horror movies. There's a slew of them. But what are people going to watch on New Year's after you're good and drunk or waiting for the ball to drop? Because who really watches that anymore? I mean, who do you got? You've got Anderson Cooper. You've got Anderson Cooper or that dude that used to be on TRL. I'm sorry. I'm not watching a fucking ball drop. That's ridiculous, man. That is. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Kathy Griffin's on there, too. So that go for the win there. Kathy Griffin. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So instead of watching the ball drop, we'll talk about some movies. What is the monumental, epic, pivotal film you have to watch going into 2017. But we'll get into all of that later. First, we have to start with our spill your resolutions.
Always check.
We have no sounder for that, so we're going to use the Halloween sounder. Like, I can't even get it together. It's a bad night. Just end this year.
Can't get right.
We can't even speak right on this show. I mean, you know what we have to do, and this will continue in 2017, 18, 19, and so on and so on. Whenever things get really befuddled on this show, we just fixes everything. Ben Folds is the Band-Aid that holds everything together, I swear to God. Maybe if we started playing this on every radio station, we won't lose anyone in 2017. I think it holds everyone in life together. I bet if you go right now and if you check it on it, Carrie Fisher's mom has been bumping Ben Folds all year. Well, she must have turned it off today because it's not. Yeah, aren't you glad you didn't draft that? You're like, oh, look, good thing I took the mother. It's like, no, that didn't work. I take Billie Lord. That's mine. That's my pick. She's probably used drugs. Billie Lord, Scream Queens. It's all just going to 6 degrees from Carrie Fisher's death. It's horrible. It's really bad. You know, and the worst thing is we've had so many deaths this year, and it's like the haters wait till Carrie Fisher passes, and then they all come out of the work, and they're like, why is everyone making such a big deal about celebrity deaths? Why are you all mourning? And the worst thing is, and you know, a lot of our listeners are female listeners, so this is in no way, because they've all expressed their mourning.
Grief, sorrow.
Yeah, their grief mourning. And sorrow and mourning. So I'm all on board with them. But there's a bunch that I have on, you know, normal Facebook. not the cool people over here at horror Facebook. But on normal
not
Facebook.
On the Trioxin account.
Yeah, on the Trioxin account. But on the normal Facebook, there's a lot of people that are just not understanding this. And the majority of them are females. And I just can't grasp, as they can't grasp the mourning, I can't seem to grasp how a bunch of women are bitching and moaning about everyone taking to heart the passing of a woman that pretty much, you know, in hand with Ellen Ripley, are what allow girls in the 70s and 80s to realize, hey, we can be badass heroes of the galaxy too. And yep. why are all women attacking this? It's 2016 has really fucked everyone in their
it's
brains.
It's the fucking house frows, though.
It is the house frows. Those old biddies.
Like, who cares about that bitch?
Yeah. Oh, but I have to. Speaking of normal Facebook, this was amazing. Someone posted.
When you found out that the drawer underneath your oven is for warming things.
No. That's a whole different story. Someone posted "Merry Christmas, you filthy animals," and a bunch of people are commenting like, "Haha, you know they get it, they get the reference." Of course, you got to have the one that writes on there. And they quote the Bible. It says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So yes, I guess filthy animals is an accurate statement. Okay, so this is the perfect time that you fire back with the truth, right? And so I was kind of proud of this person for doing it because this guy's kind of a douche. So he fires back with the truth. But then the second line is what makes my nuts tingle a little bit. And let's try it out on you guys and see how you feel about it. He starts off with, well, this is actually a quote from a Christmas movie called Home Alone. Got it. Good. Stop there. Then follows up, but with Jesus, I guess we're never truly
Home Alone. Does it not make you? Oh God, it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts.
A little in my
it
mouth.
Hurts. It hurts, man.
I think he was definitely joking.
Yeah, I want that on it. I want the picture of Macaulay Culkin like smacking his face at the aftershave and
I want Macaulay Culkin's face, right, like smacking his face with the screaming face with a priest behind him, ominous, yes. And above it with Jesus, you're never home alone.
Yes, and then on the back, I want a current picture of him so everyone can get the before and after effect.
That's what happened after he got bummed by a holy man.
That's what happens with priest rape. I hear it does horrible things to a person. It does horrible.
Puts you on the heroin.
Yeah. We you know what? Not only should we discuss how shitty 2016 is, we need to find the silver lining here, because that's not our style. It's not our style to sit here and tissue our little pussies. I mean, we need to be a little bit more.
I'm gonna have no money left.
This is the show.
Are you incontinent or?
Oh, actually, it's funny. We were talking about this because I just saw a commercial for a game that reminded me of Flappy Bird. But the controller actually goes into your vagina and you like squeeze your muscles.
I saw this as well, yeah.
And the little kid in the video is like, make the butterfly fly higher, mommy. And I'm like, you don't want your mommy to make that thing fly higher. You're going to have major Oedipus issues if you keep shouting that. It's just fucking weird. Yeah, so I don't know why. Oh, yeah, well, I guess we wouldn't have runny vaginas if we were doing that kind of exercise.
Yeah, I mean, you got to practice your Kegels, dude. You got to do red light Kegels tight. You got to hold them tight while you're at a red light in traffic.
It does this, doesn't it?
Dark knows because he's had children.
I was about to say, if we could put an Xbox One controller in his bum, he would rock it Left 4 Dead, I think. I mean, he'd be squeezing off rounds left and right, dude. He would just be dominating at that game. You could see Dr. Dark. Yeah, it would just be hard to listen to him on Xbox Live headset. He'd be like, I got another zombie. I just don't want to listen to that. It's not going to work. I won't be able to play that game anymore. It's going to ruin it for me. But yeah, all right. So yeah, we've done the spill your resolution. So, well, you know what? We never get to play the sounder anymore. So let's play it.
Let the motherfucker try me. Try me. The nefarious Dr. Dark.
Get your hand off my penis!
Oh, God. It's been a while since I heard that.
It's been a while since we...
I mean, on the show, anyway.
Bob Newhart, I agree, Russell C. I just saw that. I agree with you. I know what you're referring to.
Mark, you're a son of a bitch. Fucking beer come at my nose, you cunt.
Mark is a big son of a bitch.
Did I miss
something? I forget something? Which band that even is. Stained?
Got Stained, yeah.
Okay. When they started this, after the first album, and they started to suck.
I think every album was. Oh, I quite like
that first one's okay.
What's funny is I was waiting
Mud
at this
Shovel,
point.
That was
yeah,
good.
I was waiting for at yeah. this point for Duncan to tell us the story that involves Stained and Limp Bizkit.
It's the real motherfucking deal, y'all.
You're
like one of three people that understand that reference and that quote and actually get it, and I'm the second one. Oh my god, that was in the live music video, wasn't
I'm
it?
On the song? Yeah, it was.
Exactly, it's right. Like singing this like fucking impassioned, deliberately depressing song about being on the inside, and that's when Fred Durst,
he pipes
like,
up,
media whore, comes out and went, "This is the motherfucking real deal, y'all." Yeah, he's saying that God. About Stained, who are playing to an audience of about fucking 20,000 people.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
if people don't know who fucking Stained are at a Stained fucking gig. Well done, Fred Durst. Well done. Smoke says he's feeling, yeah, I'm feeling those lighters. That's it, you And that first album's fucking bitching.
Oh, man, remember
I'm
back in the day when
alone.
People actually...
Afraid to leave me on my own, yeah.
I like that, that CD, too.
Ain't nowhere.
Do you remember back in the day when people smoked cigarettes and had lighters and, you know, held them up at concerts instead of, like, vaping and holding up their cell phone? I mean... It's like there's this band from Baltimore that used to come down here and make the circuit at some of the little shitty bars and stuff that we went to. They were called Laughing Colors, and they sang this song called War on Drugs, and the guy, he sang it went something kind of like this. He's like, "Whatever happened to sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Now we've just got AIDS, crack, and techno."
Oh my God, I shouldn't have left the room. I'm sorry. I left the room and now I come in and he's singing about techno and crack.
Yeah, that dude from Laughing Colors. You remember that.
I'm going to pretend I don't know a band called Laughing Colors. But yes, okay, I do know what you're talking about. Please don't say that.
He says something about like...
And be careful
Nancy
how you say
Reagan
that.
Nancy Reagan giving a blowjob and smoking crack out of...
I think you're obsessed with the thought of Nancy Reagan giving a blowjob, and that
not,
really
not so
bothers
much anymore.
You bring it up all the time.
She's no longer with us.
Is she not one of the great alumni of 2016? Yep, the loss. Nancy Reagan went this year, didn't she?
She's on the dung heap
now,
of 2016. But Jimmy Carter's still alive.
Duncan
somehow
has just made my T-shirt. I want class of 2016 and all their pictures, like yearbook pictures on the front of it.
I mean, they'll be like the size of a postage
and then when,
stamp.
And
there's
then,
so many.
And then in the bottom right corner where the teacher goes, that's where I want the Grim Reaper to go. I want this T-shirt right now. Someone make this happen for me.
I saw someone updated the Times magazine person of
amazing.
The year.
Amazing. They had it over at Creepypasta. That was amazing. I want that on a T-shirt too. What... This is the T-shirt show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to just shout out a bunch of T-shirt ideas. You guys go get them made, and we will buy them. And speaking of that, Mark, we got to figure out the sticker situation because we got to get some more stickers out to people, man.
Yeah, I have a design. If you follow me on Instagram, I posted it over there.
No, I don't follow you on Instagram, so you're going to have to send it to me, you son of a bitch. You know I don't use Instagram. How the fuck am I supposed to see
it?
So hold on.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Let me ask you something here. So you have posted it to Instagram first and did not share it with your brothers in arms here.
That's what he always does when he comes up with stuff.
I did share it with you guys first.
You
just didn't see it.
No, you didn't. And let me smack you around for a bit. You understand that Duncan will share his ideas with me a year in advance, you son of a bitch. Right? That's a real friend. What, you share it with me 3 weeks after you post it? Like, what the fuck is that shit? Do you understand that's what broke up the Midnight Horror Show the first time around? Was me not sharing information about something I did in my life with Wolfman Lucas? And he was greatly offended by that. And it's not something that guys should be offended about not being notified of. So
no,
it's weird.
It shouldn't have affected him in the least.
No, it really shouldn't have. But that kind of makes me wonder about that one. So let's move on from that. That's a really horrible talk. Okay, so we didn't post the question out there for people to ask for Spill Your Guts. We'll start that again with the new year. So, Dr. Dark.
Yes.
We want to hear your resolutions. I need to hear your horror resolutions.
Watch some movies.
And then your weird. Okay, you don't understand how guts work. When there is no Duncan defense, even now when there is Duncan defense, guts usually take up the whole first hour. So when you just go, nah-dum, and spit an answer out, that's not going to fly. Maybe you don't know how the first hour works anymore, but that is not
how it
works.
I don't. It's been so long since I've been
on
the show.
Okay, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, it's been like a month.
Okay, watch more movies. Are you fucking seriously? That's everyone's resolution for you. Okay.
That's been everyone's hope for me for like 8 years.
And clearly you don't do it. So
no,
why don't you set a real goal that you're actually going to do? Let's make these real resolutions here.
Should we make it a SMART goal, like specific, measurable, action-oriented?
You can take your human resources and stick it in your
bound,
drippy, runny pussy, all right? Because I am not going to listen to this shit.
My pussy is in perfect health. Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Please, not. And the fact that he said it in such a sensual way, it's just disgusting. Yeah. It's creepy. It's Home Alone.
Ain't nothing wrong with my pussy.
Yeah, he's like, my pussy's in perfect health. It's making my nuts hurt again. I feel like Home Alone and Jesus all over again. Please stop this. You're never home alone when you have Dark in your bum.
My pussy's purring.
Oh, Jesus, where's the bell? Oh my.
Even the bell's broken on that one.
Oh my God, 2016 could not stop. Listen, listen.
The bell.
Listen. Oh, no, there it goes. Oh,
thank God.
Bell resurrected. I was about to say, 2016.
Bring that beat back.
I think you need to just unscrew it a little bit. I think it's screwed down too tight.
If you would quit screwing the light bulb, the light bulb. How many darks does it take to screw a light bulb? Just this perverted motherfucker right here. That's all. All right, so that's your real resolution. You're going to watch more movies. Okay, we believe you. All right?
Yeah,
we'll
I'm
ask
going
you
to watch. I'm going to watch one movie a month, a minimum.
Okay, that's a. I would honestly say, and I think the guys here would agree, that is a fair goal for Dr. Dark to set.
Yeah, that means especially if it's a new one, by the time it gets to the end of the year, he will at least watch 10 movies.
Then he'll have a real top 10 list next year. This is amazing. Okay, I like this idea. All right, this is cool. Of course, if we were to really dig into everything he's watched, it'll be 12 new horror movies, 37 new shows about housewives, 42 about people that live, you know, in Brooklyn, and, you know, a couple more of, like, cooking shows and whatever else.
I don't really like cooking shows. I they they're just boring. I prefer like Fixer Upper and stuff like that on HGTV, like the Flip or Flop, House Hunters.
You have to say HGTV?
Yeah.
I mean, you can keep your real personality off this show, right? People would like to think that you might have a little edge somewhere, right? You were taking this down a notch. All right. It's not good. All right, so that's your resolution. So what's your personal resolution? What are you going to do? What do we need to keep on you about here at the show? What are you going to try to do for yourself?
I'm going to make sure I'm prepared before I leave my home. Like this evening, I did not plan well at all. I did not bring my wallet when I left my house. Thank God my car is full of gas before I drove 60 miles up here. And I also I brought my drone. I won this drone in a raffle drawing. It's a pretty nice Q-copter drone. And I'd never
cucumber drone? What did you say?
Q-copter.
Oh, Q-copter, excuse me.
I it's got like a camera on it and everything. I'd never
got a cucumber drone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do.
It drones, it goes brrr, sounds like it's flying away. Anyway, I've never flown this drone before, so I brought it up here tonight, and I knew it would at least be—I knew it would at least be at the edge of dusk or better when I got here.
All right, Henry David Thoreau, get on with the story.
You told me you wanted this to take a long time, motherfucker. So I'm drawing it out for dramatic effect.
Look, I had to make sure it was dusk, and the poppy seeds were blowing in the wind.
So
launched
it was actually
my butt.
It was actually full dark when I got here.
Full dark, no stars.
No, there's stars and planets and shit.
Shut up.
Go full dark.
He's gone full Galileo on us all of a
full
sudden.
Dark.
Oh, fucking Copernicus over here. Shut your fucking mouth about stars and planets. What's this got to do with your drone?
It's really close to them where it's stuck in the tree in your front yard where the battery lasts for 7.5 minutes of flight. And before it even died the first time, I had the drone stuck in a tree in Danny's yard.
That's because he was trying to see which one would take longer. He wanted to see if the battery could last 7.5 minutes or if he could last 7.5 minutes. The drone clearly won, and it crashed after 37 seconds. That's why he couldn't get it right away, because he had to clean his fucking hands off.
I still haven't gotten it. It's still like 18 feet up in this tree in your yard.
Yeah, you should see this motherfucker trying to climb a tree where the nearest branch is like 8 feet in the air. He's like, yeah, he's
and
got
I reached
Freddy Krueger marks all up and down his side from where he's been jumping against his tree.
I reached up and grabbed the branch and it broke off in my hands and the tree scratched me on the way down.
It's like watching fucking Winnie the goddamn Pooh trying to get fucking honey out of the hole in the tree. Son of a bitch was just waiting to get stuck and have Rabbit push
Come
his fat
now.
Ass out the tree.
I've lost some weight. I thought I could be limber enough to climb a tree tonight, and instead I broke like a 6-foot branch off in your yard.
Yeah, you broke something off in your ass, too. Just half that tree. Good Lord. I mean, and I've never seen someone approach a tree flat as a board when they jump. Like, usually they get a little angle to try to... He jumps at the tree like a piece of paper would jump at the tree. Just flat.
Because I was trying to grab it near where the branch... Like,
yes, because
the
tree is
tree
flat,
where it was
like
stronger.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, you usually would rap like a bear, but you just, like... I mean, you're just hitting it like a belly flopping onto the tree. I wish I would have taped that part. Hopefully that drone was taping it in the tree. Oh, no, that's right. The battery fell out.
Yeah, the battery fell out when it crashed into the tree, so I couldn't, like, lift it off and make it go.
Unfortunately, this isn't like a 1999 drone, right? This is like a $200 to $300 drone that you've lost in the tree in 6 minutes.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked up how much they cost. I mean, it's a decent...
Yeah, we know Dr. Dark just throws money at the wall. He doesn't look. He just throws it.
I won it in a raffle. It cost me almost nothing. She was there. She
knows.
How
much did you pay to get in the raffle?
This raffle ticket cost me $7.
Okay, well, that's good.
I think I spent...
I thought he was going to say this raffle ticket cost me $700.
Really?
No, I think I spent like $40 in raffle tickets. It was for my kids.
Holy shit.
It was for my kids' school.
Oh, right, that's all right then.
And I won this. I won a T-shirt. My wife won a couple...
What's your T-shirt say?
Don't fly a drone.
I love kids at this school.
Remember your wallet.
It's actually...
My pussy's dripping. Can I borrow your Kleenex?
Someone donated something like a Big Johnson-type T-shirt to this raffle at my kid's Christian private school.
Oh, it was Big Johnson. Those shirts were made in like the 80s.
No, it's not actually Big Johnson. It's like...
Big Earl?
No,
is it a different brand?
Yes, it's called Donkey D Sportswear, and it's got a picture of like a cartoon donkey on the like on the left chest.
I don't understand what Donkey D is, though. Shouldn't it be like Donkey P, like a donkey punch? I don't know what a Donkey D is.
A donkey dick.
Dude, no one else thinks about a donkey's dick but you here. An old fucking weird Jack Hanna. He's over here talking about fucking dicks.
Dude, if you
Brick
see
Jack, you've come
says,
in a really bad time.
You see something that says Donkey D, what do you think?
Dr. Dark's talking about donkey's penises all of a sudden.
Do you remember they had that?
No,
like,
I don't remember anything about a donkey's dick.
They had that donkey basketball game in the gym at the elementary school that time.
Dude, that is, you were with a cult, they drugged you up on something, and they told you you were watching
people
donkey
like
basketball.
Riding donkeys playing basketball.
In a gym?
Yes.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
At Waverly Howl.
No.
I swear to God, it happened.
This did not happen.
And one of the donkeys,
you on drugs?
One of the donkeys' wee-wee extended down. He got a little excited.
Oh, my God. Did he just say wee-wee?
He did.
First of all, they won't even let the kids.
One of the donkeys' D extended.
They won't even let the kids on the courts with their shoes on, so I'm pretty sure they didn't let donkeys traipse all over the basketball court.
This was before they renovated Waverly.
Brickjack, you said 12 stitches later, but I'm still here. Did you get 12 stitches, or are you referring to Dr. Dark when we were talking about the stick up his ass? Who got the 12 stitches later? I think it's probably Brickjack, and it's probably like nothing to him. 12 stitches, I mean, that's like a paper cut.
Probably laughed at
it. Hey, he probably did laugh at it. He probably laughed so hard.
He probably laughed when it happened and then laughed while he was getting the stitches right in the doctor's face.
He says, so I missed Muppet Sex or something, I take it. I mean, if you miss the first 10 minutes, you're always going to miss Muppet Sex. That seemed, especially if Dr. Dark's here, that's going to be the first thing.
Oh, dear, the witch.
Yep, now we're
what did
down,
the witch do? Uh-oh.
Now we're just down to the crusty nanny socks.
One of the poo appears to be getting fellatio from Piglet.
Man, there's a lot of honey there.
Winnie, dude, that's pretty awesome. Look, it's human. Where did that cucumber go? Oh, God. Russell, that's...
Oh, my God.
Dark doesn't have cats, though. They don't fit. Let's see here. I want to know what... So, he says 2016 tried to keep him away from the show. Yeah, I thought Dr. Dark was going to finish the song, but I don't think he knows.
I want you to show me.
Look, I knew he was going to say it like that. That's why I wanted him to do it, because I knew show me was going to come out like that. He's like, I want you to show me.
I
want to
see it.
You dick. You're such a dick. The worst thing is when you say it, we really believe that that's how you would say it.
That's exactly what it says.
It is how he says
I really want to see it.
Oh, it's getting rough. It's getting rough. So, you're all... Monica says, I want to feel what love is. Are you referring to the song or... Okay, I think she's referring to the song. I don't know. This show has taken a really wild turn. I wasn't really sure where she was going with that. All right, so Dr. Dark, we're done with your resolutions. I even if you have one more, I really can't... Russell has a new military drone to fight ISIS. Explodes on penetration. Yeah, you should write.
Keep it away from Dark.
Yeah, I was about to say to fight ISIS or Dr. Dark. That's how you fight him off. All right, so you Dr. Dark, you kind of threw off the tradition since it is the last show. I kind of wanted to start in a random place, but I guess you're as good as random. So let's go to Let's go to old Mr. Fancy Slacks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Mark's the only one that takes 20 minutes.
I got a good one. I'm going to try and take my mom to the Stanley Hotel next probably summer.
Mark, please explain to some that might not know what the Stanley Motel is. Jesus Christ.
Because it just sounds like you just got really excited about taking your mom to a hotel.
And we have been talking about Oedipus shit, so you really need to clarify that, sir.
Oh,
good Lord.
I got a good one, guys.
off to a good start.
Fancy Bates here.
If you know, the Stanley Hotel is a real hotel in Colorado. That the Overlook Hotel in The Shining is based on, and they have like, I don't know, they do like ghost tours. It's supposedly super fucking haunted, and it's kind of just a cool old hotel. And we're getting ready to do The Shining on Fancy and Friends. I was talking to my mom because she saw The Shining, I think at like a drive-in, back in 1980 when it was new. And she says that she's not real big on horror movies, but she says The Shining is the one movie that like was so fucking scary it kind of fucked her up for a while and made her not want to see movies, kind of. But she's always wanted to see like what the actual hotel looks like and stuff. So
now have you ever been to the Stanley Hotel before, Mark?
I have not.
Okay, because I was pretty sure that you and Dr. Dark were supposed to go there when he came out to that area.
I did go there.
Nah.
But if I had, but in fairness, if I had contacted Mark and met up with him, he probably may have come with me. I just didn't because yeah. I got really stoned and antisocial while I was there.
Well, we were supposed to be going to a film festival, which is what I did, but
I went to one showing of like four short films and nearly fell asleep in the front row or passed out is more like it. But yeah. Yep, that was what happened there.
Bullshit lies.
Yeah, small. That
small. Whatever he said
but
was the
Stanley is cool as shit.
Smoke says he took his cousin to the Holiday Inn. All right. Now, is that kind of in reference to what we first thought Mark was talking about, or I mean, what are you going for?
I'm surprised he was actually classy enough to pay and didn't just like bang him in the alley.
I'm not surprised that Smoke took his cousin to the Holiday Inn. We also know he dated one of the Wonderful Whites. So, I mean, come on, that seems to.
Want to know what happened in Mark's hotel room.
Yeah. Oh God, they were. They were getting pretty down and dirty.
The dirty south.
dirty south.
Oh, Jesus. And then you guys got so, like, messed up that you started losing phones in each other or with each other. Excuse me, sorry. in the taxi cab with each other. That was a Freudian slip. I apologize. I did not mean to say that, Mark. Yep, good. You fixed Bell. Thank you. Can't have Bell dropping dead in the last show of 2016. That's not going to work. It's going to be bullshit. So that's a good one, Mark. I think that's going to be cool. You can take pictures and let us see. I mean, of you guys seeing the hotel, nothing else. We just want that. Those pictures.
These guts are over.
Oh, come on. No. Because now you have to give us your.
So is this a personal or a horror resolution?
No, that's his horror resolution.
That's his horror one.
Okay.
Okay, so now what's your show resolution? Because Dr. Dark's. Dr. Dark's horror resolution and show resolution go hand in hand. This is what we need him to do for the horror community and what we need him to do for the show. So his go hand in hand. So what is your resolution? What are you bringing to the table in 2017 here at TMHS?
I kind of want to do more like horror from Asian countries. That's something I don't really.
You take a slide at me again like that, and I don't give a fuck if it's close to the end of 2016. Mark, you will be joining them. You take another shot at me, you racist son of a bitch. I know what you meant by that.
Mirak Asia Holov movie.
I'll fucking kill you too. You don't even do it properly. You're putting V's and R's and F's in all of that shit there, man. Don't do that.
I did not. I said Mirak Asian Holov movies.
Holov.
I mean, aren't the R's in
Asian halal movies?
Isn't an R an L in like Asian
halal movies?
Halal.
I think he got mad and left the room. Huh? It's a shame.
That's a bummer. Shame. I saw lots of really cool movies from that side of the world at Fantastic Fest. Not all of them really qualify as horror. They make lots of cool action movies and crime movies too. So. That's something that's seriously lacking in my movie diet is stuff from Japan and Korea and China and
China
side of the country.
We're probably gonna be watching lots of Chinese stuff once they invade sometime in February. That's just my personal take on things though. What?
Nothing.
So another I guess resolution that I have. Related to the show is something I just forgot. So if I think of it again, I'll tell you.
Wow.
I really did just like lose my train of thought right in the middle of a fucking sentence. I don't know what caught my eye. Fucking adult ADHD.
Was it Jacob
Kane
posting about the Stanley?
Not pregnant. Oh, God. That is amazing.
Right, so I believe the next thing for Mark is to give us his personal New Year's resolution. Do you have a personal one, Mark?
I don't know, be less of a scumbag, I guess. Fuck. Fuck resolutions.
I'm just a hipster scumbag,
awesome,
baby.
Oh, no,
he's singing Wheatus.
No, I said I'm a hipster scumbag instead of a teenage dirtbag.
I think Wheatus is actually going to be playing around here somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Wheatus on the still on the go. Come on.
I'm going to go see Real Big Fish and Pennywise. Or no, Black Flag. Which one's saying Die for Your Government?
What fucking year is this?
I don't know. What did he just say?
Black Flag,
Pennywise, yeah. Dark.
No, it's not Black Flag
or Anti-Flag. Black Flag is the fucking
Black Flag was a band.
I got two front row seats to Nirvana next week. You want to go?
Yeah. But listen, I would be very surprised if Real Big Fish were ever to a Black Flag.
Yeah, it's
opposite
not
sides of the punk
wait,
spectrum.
What, yeah, what did you say? Which band did you? What you said? They sung what?
Die for Your Government.
That's Anti-Flag.
Okay, then they're playing at the Norva January 21st, and they're playing the Real Big Fish playing the entire Turn the Radio Off album, and they're playing the entire Die for Your Government album.
I'm sure. It's probably the 40th anniversary for those old crones.
It's like 25th. It's like the 20th, I think. And Ballyhoo is opening for them.
Alicia wants more toy art from you, Marcus.
Well, that's a given.
Toy art?
Well, you don't have to
toy
be such
art?
A dick. You should be like, thanks. That's awesome. I'm glad you appreciate
Alicia
it.
That's definitely
coming.
Right?
Really?
Oh.
Here, Alicia Newman. Limp Bizkit have played Scotland approximately 3 times in their entire career, and twice were before I even knew who they were. So,
I think Alicia just pulled out a Big Sean on us.
Pull it out.
Pulled out our giant sarcastic penis and slapped me in the face with it.
Pull it out.
Sarcasm cock to the face. To the face. And I hit it.
Brickjack wants who's sitting through the Tomy movies? Is that going to be so? Would that be Dr. Dark doing that, or is that going
to
be
Mark?
Because Mark wants the Asians.
More Asian horror. Don't watch the Tomy movies, Mark.
No, yeah,
I'll break
Mark.
You.
Mark, the Asian movies. You know, I mean, you know, not that there wasn't two, you know, really huge Asian movies in 2016 or anything. You know,
boom,
Train to Busan or
The
Wailing.
By the way.
Yeah, The Wailing, definitely. I still, every time I say The Wailing, the demon reveal just doesn't get out of my head. That thing is.
You got to keep an eye out for a movie called Age of Shadows, I think. It's a new one from, I think it's the guy that did I Saw the Devil.
Yeah, I saw it. I hated it. It was stupid.
What? I don't even think it's out yet. But some Americans.
It hasn't even been made yet, motherfuckers. I watched this in his mind.
Smoke says that you should watch the Guinea Pig series.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't do that either.
No. Nope.
Did one of them just come out?
I think
the new ones just come out. I was surprised that they were still making them.
Hey, what the. Smoke, you are fucking disgusting. And wait a minute, hold on now. How is Dr. Dark here, but you're not here? You have no excuse.
He's working, apparently.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Because
I quizzed him on this.
He has seniority.
He's working.
He has seniority. I'm temp.
Oh, Jesus. You know.
So,
all right, well, I like Marks, and I even like the Stanley Hotel, even though he did give it a creepy start. I knew what he was talking about, and we all did here, but it did sound creepy for those that would not know what you meant. You got very enthused saying you and your mom in a hotel. But don't feel bad because Smoke has taken his cousin to the Holiday Inn. And that's far worse, I think. That's far worse.
Yep.
You know, you've already seen your mom's vagina once. You've actually touched it on your way out, you know. Oh, no, you have never touched your cousin's vagina. So that's... Doug is like...
He didn't say his cousin was a girl that he took to the Holiday Inn. Just saying.
Made it worse.
What? Why does that make it worse, Mark?
Why?
You bigot?
I mean,
you son of a bitch. What do you mean that makes it worse?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, it's time to move on before we get really bad off here. Let's see here. No, you know what? I'm gonna save him for last this time.
I'm not your friend, buddy. I'm not your buddy.
Because I know he can fill the time. Yeah, let Danny speed through this so we can turn over to Duncan. He can handle this.
I was gonna say Russell C's posted them.
The black Chinese.
Oh
it's
my
what
god!
It looked like if Morgan Freeman was Asian.
Yeah, it really is. It's which kind of creepy though. If you took away the bottom half of his face, he's starting to look like what's his name from Star Wars? Was it Nine Numb or whatever his name was? he just doesn't have the pussy flaps on his face, but he's really creepy looking. I don't like that at all. It's not cool.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just not working out for me. It's not working out for me at all. All right, so my resolution is I know what it is. I am going to, in 2017, I'm going to start sticking to what I say is going to happen on this show. Uh-huh. What's funny is, as soon as
his
I said that, the
out.
Microphone
soon...
cut off. It's the equivalent to being struck by lightning after, like, blaspheming God. It just totally cut off completely on me just a second ago. I'm serious. I'm going to try is the key word here. Try.
You're going to try to try.
And he's gone.
We had a little special guest appearance there from a 4-year-old busted in. His resolution is to get on the show more. I mean, he's watched some horror, so he's probably watched more than I have, honestly. But anyway.
Danny's 4-year-old has a better top 10 list than Dark.
Yeah, it's true. Danny's 4-year-old does have a better horror top 10 list than I do.
Oh, he truly does. He was sitting there. I uploaded Outlast on the Xbox One the other day, and he's just sitting back laughing at the graphic in the background. He's like, "That's funny, Daddy." Yeah, you need help. And then when we try to do we do the family prayer, you know, at Christmas dinner before we all eat, and it reminds me of The Omen suddenly. I'm like, "Brody, we gotta go in here and say prayer." And he's like, he starts falling apart, and I'm like, "It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay." Holy crap, man. What the hell is wrong with you? He does that. You know, we can't. Something with churches and prayers. He just does not get down. When my wife tries to make him do his prayers at night, he's like, no. And he just starts getting nuts about it, man. I don't know what it is. I think it's too much Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's really messed him up. He starts to talk like Sweet D from time to time. He'll just, "Oh, God damn it." And I'm like, "Sweet D, knock it off. I can't have you doing that stuff." He does. He's, "Oh, you know what? That is amazing. That's what I can't wait for. That's my resolution, is to watch all of Always Sunny as soon as it comes out. I'm going to be on top of that shit because it starts, what, January 4th on FXX? No. I can't fucking wait for the new season of that." Yeah, you know, we got a lot of stuff to look forward to 2017. We'll talk about it a little bit later. So, yeah, my resolution is to try to go through with the shit we talk about on the show. We'll see. We're going to try to make 2017 an actually good year all the way around. We haven't quite pulled that off.
A very good year.
We have little bits and pieces of a year, but we switch over to a whole different format in the middle of the year. We take some summer break. We do this. We do that.
Yeah, we take some summer break.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to not have
it. I'm going to try not to have any more summer breaks,
you know what
too.
Else? And my other resolution, my other resolution is going to be that I am not going to be, I'm not going to get online and post, you know, when movies like Ghostbusters are getting remade. I'm not going to get on there and be a real big hipster about it and be mean and really trash the movie and come on this show and hate on it. And then when I go see it in theaters, I love it. So I'm not going to do that, Mark. I mean, Danny is not. Danny's not going to do that this year. Danny's not going to be such a movie snob,
dude,
this year.
I heard
he just,
it.
He just totally Missy Elliott and he just fucking flipped it, reversed it.
I did.
Fucking amazing.
I heard that they're going
down,
to make
flip it and reverse it.
I heard that they're going to make.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're going to make another Ghostbuster movie and have the old like Ghostbuster crew and the chicks.
How
all
can
in
they?
The same
how
movie.
Can they? There's not that many left.
One of them's dead.
Yeah, we've lost Egon. All right, who's going to lead them without Egon?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe one of the bitches.
He's like, "Who's Egon? I don't know." They're,
Aykroyd's out.
What are you talking about?
You know it.
Well, I didn't know if you watch Ghostbusters because there's
of
fantasy
course.
Involved. Well, there's fantasy involved. You don't like things that exist outside of the real
that's,
world.
That's an amazing movie, dude.
Well, don't ask Mark about it because Mark hates sequels to everything that came out in the 80s. Ghostbusters 2.
Dude, don't you remember at Halloween?
Back to the Future 2.
I bought
Star Trek 2.
I bought
Superman 2.
A 13-foot tall... Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and put
Star
it.
Star Wars 2 is Empire Strikes Back. That's the best one.
Actually, Star Wars Episode 2 would not be. That would be Attack of the Clones. Don't try to be a Star Wars nerd, you know, starting off movie. All right? Don't fuck with some of us that have been Star Wars fans forever. Don't try to pull that shit on us, motherfucker. All right? I know. The second one is not Empire. All right? Get it right.
To the guy who says that Princess Leia was his first crush and he just saw the movie like 3 years ago.
Yeah, you know what though?
I'm just fucking.
I know you're
dude.
Fucking with it, but I do disagree with that. I think my first crush would have been Beverly D'Angelo in National Lampoon's Vacation because they show her titties.
Nice.
They show her titties. I mean, are
you I don't
kidding
know.
Me?
That,
when I was a little
that,
kid,
that chick in the department store that was pulling up her.
That's Christmas Vacation, and we weren't kids then, dude.
I was a kid when I saw that.
No, you weren't.
I was like 9 when I saw that movie.
Okay, yeah, but that's
mine
not really.
Was either Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, yes, I can see that. I can see that. I can see that.
Fucking hot. Or
and now she looks like a train wreck.
Kelly LeBrock.
Oh, God, yes, definitely.
Fucking dominated my 80s.
Let's see.
Dominated my extracurricular activities.
What was, God, all the girls from, all the girls from, Saved by the Bell were, you know, in my spank bank. let's see.
Every time I leave the room and come back, why are you doing this again? What is your spank bank is what I walk back into the room to hear and then yeah. Saved by the
but
Bell?
He said it this way, but he went, my spank bank, and he went,
and then he said, Mario Lopez.
They said,
Yes, Alicia, you're right. Beverly in Hair was way hotter. Of course, but I wasn't watching Hair as a child. I was watching Vacation. I don't know why, because my parents had it taped somewhere. I don't know. I was way too young to be watching that. And how can you not like Superman 2? I'm just joking. I don't know if Mark really hates Superman 2 or not. We'll find out soon enough because it's coming to Netflix in January. So is The Shining, Mark, just so you know. In case your listeners need to find a copy, it will be coming to Netflix in January. As well as Superman, Superman 2, Superman 3, and Superman Returns, I think. I don't know. I'm just, right. For Alicia, Superman 2. Which, wait, is it Superman 2?
So they just skipped the fourth one. Thank God.
No, I think the fourth one's in there, too. Which one has is it no. 2 that has the Richard Donner cut? Was that 2 or 3?
3, I think
that okay, is. Okay, all right, that's that. Whichever one that one was. That one was good.
Right, so the third one's the one with Richard Pryor. The second one's the one with Zod. He's technically in the first one, but only for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well,
kneel before Zod. Sorry, don't want to go over me there.
Look, Brickjack, no one is dissing on having a Carrie Fisher crush at all. We're just saying Mark, who's like 13 years old, could not have had a Carrie Fisher crush like that. And Brickjack says, 2 has the Donner cut. Thank you. Yes, no one's dissing on a Carrie Fisher crush, right?
Which Superman movie had the rocket-powered wheelchair?
The one where he gets back on the horse?
Which happened like right down the road from here.
It actually did. It like literally 10 minutes down the road is where Superman like met his fate.
Yep.
Phoebe Cates Russell, you are 100% correct. Unfortunately, Phoebe Cates Ridgemont wasn't a thing when I was a child. It was Gremlins, but she was still hot in Gremlins. You just don't want a boner anymore when she gets into the story about her dad and the chimney.
God, yeah, it's a boner killer.
And I love that they do it in the second one again, and they cut off real quick, and they're just like, okay, yeah, we've heard these stories. God, every holiday with you. Every holiday with you, Phoebe. Oh, my God, she is
where?
So fucking smoking hot. Thank
who
you,
was,
Russell.
Who was it that was in the
Jesus
Blue Lagoon?
oh, God. Yeah, of course you would. The fucking boy and sister fucking. Why wouldn't you bring that one up, you nasty? Jesus, God, of course he brings that up.
I think it was Christy Brinkley or something.
No, it's not Christy Brinkley. It was,
I think it was.
We're talking 80s, Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, it's Daryl Hannah.
It
That's
definitely
exactly was
not.
It definitely, I promise you, 100% was Daryl Hannah.
I'm looking it up right now.
I 120%.
Daryl Hannah was in, what do you call it? She was in Splash, wasn't she?
Isn't? Yep. I thought Daryl Hannah was a man.
Are you serious right now?
No, Dark. No, Dark, no!
I can't believe he just said that. You can't be serious at all.
He's going to make me pull out a Zod again. Why do you say this to me when you know I will kill you for it? I love Zod, man. Kneel before Zod.
That's what anyway. Dr. Dark says to people, too.
Brooke Shields. Thanks.
Brooke Shields. Okay, there you go. Brooke Shields.
Okay, I was close when I said Christie Brinkley.
No, you were not close at all by saying Christie Brinkley. Are you out of your goddamn mind? You thought Daryl Hannah was a dude.
I was joking about that.
I don't think he was.
I was so.
I don't think he was joking.
Smoke did say Brooke Shields. Smoke was all over that.
Yeah, he did. But he just now posted that too. He waited
to pull over.
It.
Pull that over.
He's a liar. All right. So, we can. And the last, but not least.
Now imagine she's white.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Get in my belly! Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Boom.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Hello. This is Sean Connery here on the Midnight Horror Show.
Yeah, I'm not drafting him.
Sean Connery, yeah, I'm surprised. He might actually already be dead and no one knows.
You know who
last time anyone heard from him.
Somebody check out Sean Connery.
He's been fucking recluse for about the last 4 years. And saying that, making the movie, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen will do that to you. You'd be like, that. Fuck acting, fuck this world, and fuck everything.
That movie wasn't that bad.
I know who I'm taking is Keith Richards.
It wasn't that good.
Well, that's true.
The best thing about that movie was Sean Connery. Which is a given, really. Let's be honest.
Okay, so Brickjack corrected us. Phoebe Cates was in a Blue Lagoon knockoff called Paradise. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that.
Oh, very nice. And Monica
also
says, don't hate on Daryl. That's right, Monica. You tell Dr. Dark.
There was
I love Monica.
There was also a CBS television show called Paradise.
Paradise City? The grass is green? Girls are pretty?
It was a Western.
Please take me home.
It was a Western with Lee Horsley playing gunslinger Ethan.
Who the fuck is Lee Horsley? It sounds like something I put on my sandwich.
Playing Ethan Allen Cord, the gunslinger.
Ethan Allen Cord would sound like something they cut after a woman gives birth.
Who the fuck is Lee Horsley?
I mean, doesn't it sound like... can I have some Horsley sauce, please, on my sandwich? That's what that sounds like.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. And then Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, was like a spinoff of this show.
Oh, shut up. You watch Dr. Quinn?
Make the bad man stop.
I didn't have cable back then. All I had was NBC, CBS, and ABC.
Do you realize that that's all there was back then? For the most part, they had the best shows on there. Why weren't you watching, like, Jake and the Fat Man or Hunter or...
Those were on cable.
Dude, Jake and
the
Fat Man.
Oh,
hold on now. Jake and the Fat Man was not. Jake and the Fat Man was not on cable, right? And neither was Hunter.
Cable.
They're on cable.
Ronnie Lee Horsley. This is the same guy that just discussed, since we were talking about people that 2016 has taken, the guy that wrote Watership Down. I know we've talked about that on here before with the crazy rabbits and shit. And Dr. Dark, of course, fills in with, you know, he also wrote a book about General Lee's horse, and it's from the point of view of a horse. Now, it does sound like a catchy idea, but for the sake of the show.
It's called Traveler. It's about Robert, Robert E. Lee's horse.
Here we go. Tell him exactly how you told me what this horse discusses.
I mean, he talks about, like, you know, what he sees and during the battles and everything and, you know, how hard it is to find stables and
grass. 300 pages of feed me some oats, feed me some carrots? I mean, what the hell? What else does a horse think about?
He talks about how he can, like,
clean the smegma off my dick. I mean, what is he talking about? Yeah. There's a picture of Lee Horsley. Yeah, I would not put him on my sandwich. Sorry. he looks like Magnum PI got AIDS.
He's got the 80s perm going.
I gotta see this.
The perm and the mustache.
Yeah, he is. It's young Magnum PI with AIDS. It's gross. I don't like that at all. Monica, you can watch Dr. Quinn. That's allowed. It's allowed. You can. Dr. Dark now.
Dr. Quinn was amazing.
A guy that would sell you a really shitty car and charge you way too much for it.
He does. He does look like a
That's
car.
Lee Horsley.
Lee Horsley. Lee Horsley Ford. Come on down here to Lee Horsley Ford. I'll hook you up with some horsey sauce and a new fucking Ford. That's that guy. That guy's creepy looking.
You're destroying my childhood. There was that and Knight Rider, and that was my 80s.
All right, awesome.
All right.
That's good
enough.
All right, so let's see
Michael Knight.
What Duncan's resolutions are.
Dun, dun,
what
dun,
do we want? Let's
dun, dun, dun,
right, so my dun, horror resolution, dun, dun. I was actually speaking to my wife about this earlier on. I bought approximately 250 Blu-rays this year.
Jesus Christ.
And,
Undead?
Yeah. No, Undead bought 1,000 last year. 1,000 fucking Blu-rays, right? It's like a pebble in the fucking ocean compared to what Undead. And we don't even know how many he bought this year. And I almost guarantee it was more. Because you know what he's like? He's a working man. He's out there working, spending that cold, hard green on fucking Blu-rays. So Undead rolls, motherfucker.
That is how it rolls.
But I've got really bad with, like, I pre-order things arrive, they remain in their cellophane, and they never get watched. And it's getting quite ridiculous now. So as an attempt to try and force myself to watch what I am buying, as opposed to buying and then just hoarding it like some weird fucking collector, I am creating my very first shame shelf. That's right, shame.
Oh,
shame.
Nice.
So the shame shelf basically will be there for all new purchases. And when it reaches 15, I cannot buy another Blu-ray. I will not buy another Blu-ray until I have watched one on the shame shelf.
Oh.
So I'm going to force myself to watch what I buy like a normal person, as opposed to the fucking weird heathen that I've become that just buys and never watches. So yeah, that is the plan. The shame shelf.
I like that 15, idea.
Eight, no more purchases until I start watching them, and then watch one, buy one. Watch one, buy one.
I like that idea. That's a good idea. I want to see how that holds up, but I can imagine.
Yeah, that's what I do with lap dances at strip clubs too. I watch one, buy one. Watch one, buy one. Watch one, buy one.
You're fucking not right, dude. Not right.
And when
all.
I get to 15, I stop.
Yeah.
For the show, my New Year's resolution is to keep the unbeaten run of Duncan Defense. That's my intention. I'm going to continue it. I'll bring it back in kind of small bursts, so maybe 2-3 episodes at a time. Take a couple of weeks off, come back. But my intention is to try and go 2017 maintaining the streak like The Undertaker.
If you keep your undefeated streak all the way through, I think a year from now, the last show of 2017, if you are still undefeated, I say we set it up right now to have a special 2-hour edition of Duncan Defense, and we have another lawyer come in and do cross-examination.
Ooh.
And we make this a full-fledged 2-hour courtroom John Grisham drama.
Ooh, sold.
All right, that's so. If he's undefeated as we roll into the final, I don't know, like 2 months or 1 month, we'll set it in stone so we have a lot of time to prepare this thing, and we are going to have a giant courtroom battle. And no, I feel sorry for anyone coming in because Duncan's had tons of practice with some really shitty movies. So, and not only that, but he is kind of he's kind of been able to sway the courtroom. So whoever comes in to cross examine is going to have they need to be very. Oh well, you're basically going to have to drug the jury because Duncan's charisma has hit like +20 and just destroyed. And I mean, they're Duncan's girls or Duncan's demonesses now. I mean, he has taken over the
demonesses.
World. Yeah, he's taken over the world. He's taken over the world. So, if we get that far into there, I say we throw down with a true giant special edition.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, I'm totally in for that.
All right,
totally
awesome.
In for that.
That's going to be cool.
My ordinary New Year's resolution is to do what I have been basically doing this year. It's to continue on. The final goal is the marathon. It's going to be in May. So yeah, so keep your eyes peeled because I will be doing some sort of sponsorship for it. But yeah, I'm going to run a marathon in May.
Yeah, keep your goals going because you inspired me. The only thing that I asked for Christmas was a stationary bike, so I can start trying to be Duncan. And I rode it like one time and was like, oh man, this fucking hurts. But it's Christmas was just last week, so. But yeah, Duncan has inspired me to go out there and do it too. So. I'm going to try.
I love Russell C. Russell C's like, challenge accepted, Duncan. Yeah, oh, my God, dear.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
you know
Lord.
Russell C plays hardball with these things.
He does.
Like, everyone else is like, yay, let's have some fun. And Russell C's like, fuck this shit.
He is a...
Fuck you, Scott, man.
Yeah, he's like, he was like, what was the one movie where they had the really big high-paid lawyers that were trying to take down the other guy, and it was, wasn't Klein? No, who was it that played the big-shot lawyer? Oh, fuck, I can't remember now, but they had, like, all the cameramen, you know, they had the cameras and the walkie-talkie. I mean, they were, like, getting intel all over the place. That's who Russell is. Russell's that motherfucker right there.
Yeah. He just likes throwing curveballs at me. He just putting me through miserable movie experiences.
Yeah, he really does.
Back to back. I think as well, I think he goes and, like, listens to the other shows that I do and waits for me to say, like, something negative about a movie. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's defending that now. And I am sure he has done that in the past, and I'm sure he will continue.
Well, I was about to say, here in 2017, you need to watch out because you have just announced that to everyone, and everyone's going to head over to the podcast under the stairs and everything that you guessed on. And as soon as you say you don't like a movie, that's the one they're going to suggest. They are all going to be hawking on you now.
Yeah,
like buzzards
in
the
fairness,
tree.
I tend to only review things that I like. So, so hopefully they'll just listen to that part and not anything else.
Oh, I mean, look, Alicia says she can't wait to run again. Duncan, that's my goal for 2017. See? Look, you're inspiring everyone to do this, man. You rock.
Yeah. I have not ran in a week and a half, and I put on like 4.5 pounds in food and alcohol. I've like not had a day off the drink since last Wednesday. So, yeah. powering through it, making up for lost time here, destroying all my hard work.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you're not. You've set a rock solid base core, as Dr. Dark was describing it earlier. He said Duncan's got a rock solid base core.
I think he did ask me about that. He asked to see my base core.
Hold on. He's corrected me off the air real quick. I'm sorry. Not core. He said cock. I'm sorry. Rock hard cock is what he said.
He asked me if it was solid like a rock. So, and I was like, yes, it is.
I was like, hey, I've got...
Smokes, just coming in here. This is live. Smoke has said that his New Year's resolution will remain the same as it is every year. Get money, fuck bitches. Right, ladies and gentlemen. Smoke has interrupted us to say that his New Year's resolution is get money, fuck bitches. I think Smoke thinks he's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, and I think we also lost like half our listeners from, you know, chicks that he brings on board, because now he's made that announcement and now they're going to quit listening. So thanks a lot, Smoke. Yeah. You just killed our listenership, you son of a bitch. You don't need to tell everyone you're a whore. You can keep that to yourself.
Russell C. is my goal is to never run again. Why did I get the feeling that Russell C. may have been a fugitive at one point?
I think he was. I think he was the Harrison Ford. I think he was the fugitive.
I think so. I'm sure that next slide is going to be, it wasn't me, it was the one armed man. Yeah. I'm sure it is. We got through that whole hour and I didn't have to sing Fall Out Boy. I am chuffed.
Oh, I kind of wanted to.
I thought
do...
I was going to have to. No, well, I'm not saying I'm not going to do it before the show's finished.
Okay, good. I was about to say, hold on.
At this moment before halftime, I've not had to do it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was getting a little excited for that.
Force me to do it. Moan about the rap, you get a Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, I do, but I'm actually really excited for the Fall Out Boy. When you said that earlier, I'm like, this is going to be fucking great. I can't wait for this.
You're saying that.
if it's really bad, then we're going to make you do the Fall Out Boy version of Ghostbusters, and then it's going to get really bad.
I've still heard it.
You haven't heard it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, my God. It is so, like, Monica. Monica just kicks so much ass. She's got a shirt. Fuck bitches, get money right there. Brooklyn Mint. There you go.
Smoke stole that.
Smoke did steal it.
That's not even a Smoke original thing. So your New Year's resolution, Smoke, was to be unoriginal. Congratulations.
Well, he's already obtained his resolution then.
Naked women.
Yep.
There you go. Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with the Webula. If he's going to fuck bitches, they got to be naked women.
Naked women.
Okay.
Naked women.
Oh, they talk just like that.
All right, so we got halftime. It's hip-hop halftime now. And some of you don't like the hip-hop. And so I've got a solution going into 2017 that's going to fix
Fuck
all
off.
This. I'm going to make it great for all of you. Everyone's going to get what they want.
Danny, the last time someone said that we're going to make something great for America, it led to a Trump premiership.
Yeah, it's kind of in that same vein there.
And just FYI, Fuck Bitches, Get Money is from the Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah. Get money. I know. And also when Tupac fired it back. So, all right. So
Alicia says, what does it mean? So does that mean I can make money and fuck asshats for my goal? You can do whatever you want, Alicia. You dream big and you can achieve.
Wait, where do you not see this? Where did she put this? Oh, that is on Monica's wall. That is on Monica's wall. Okay. Monica, can you
put that on the wall?
Can you take Smoke's place as a host on the show? Because you are way more hardcore than that son of a bitch is.
Are the fences it's going to be, the 2-foot by 2-foot square fence.
Danny, step away from the spray tan. Jacob, how did you see my personal Facebook page? That's what I want to know. How the fuck did you get on my...
Yeah, it was like that episode of Friends where they accidentally got like 2-11s on one side.
It's not...
2-11, like Steel Reserve?
Yeah, it's not spray tan. It's that lotion stuff. I put the lotion stuff on it. It's got crystals.
You put the lotion
sun
on your skin or you get the hose again, Danny?
That's what I tell myself when I put the lotion on. You know, I try to make myself as, you know, Asian as possible. You can make money and fuck. Yeah, so now I see Alicia's thing. Yes, I agree. Yes, you can. I can't, Monica. That's on your wall. You need. And right above it, that looks like the Orlando Magic hat. Yeah, right. I think so. And Miami Heat hat. Yeah, this. Okay. You've taken Smoke's place.
2-11, a 3-11 cover band, only with short people.
Mark. Are you serious now? Did you read that off a Laffy Taffy package?
Really bad jokes in 2017.
Oh, Lord. Okay, that's good.
Resolution. Yeah, I can't wait.
You don't like that?
Yeah, 2-11 is the newest midget boy band.
Oh, Jesus, God. All right, so here's the solution to fix the woes. All right, my halftime is probably about, you know, it's about seven to 8 minutes usually. Let's say 5 to 8 minutes. So I want everyone to close your eyes right now. And all of you that are listening on the replay, you can close your eyes too. This is going to work for all of you. Close your eyes. Okay, imagine the two most perfect songs to fit between these 2 hours. Okay? You got them in your head? Good, good. Now, all of you go to iTunes, download those goddamn tracks, and listen to them on your own fucking time, because I'm playing fucking rap music for the next 8 fucking minutes, and if you don't like it, go to iTunes and listen to something else. I'm joking. Seriously. You don't have to do all that. But, yeah, we've got some rap coming up like we do all the time, and that's not going
to
change.
You can go to YouTube and listen for free.
I know. I was sitting here, and I was going to have this rap battle with
that's
Lance.
That's where we get our music.
I was going to rap battle with Lance about the metal and the rap, and then I forgot who Lance was and was reminded quickly, and I'm like, yeah, Lance.
You were going to do that, and then Lance is just like, I'm just fucking with you, Danny.
Yeah, I'm like, thank
that's
God.
Right, you were.
Yeah,
well, lucky I didn't. No, I'm going
to. As soon as I saw him, I was like, oh God, this is like me trying to have a rap battle with Brickjack. What the hell am I thinking? Why are our listeners so beefed up and muscly and monstery, man? Why are they so strong? Why can't they be weak? Why can't they be taking estradiol to make themselves a woman or something? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's just saying that they're bigger guys. Dr. Dark, why are you hitting me? I'm not telling anything about your estradiol. Calm down, dude. I'm exposing you for the shit you're doing. Jesus Christ.
It sounds like something you'd find in a swamp.
An estradiol?
Yeah.
The estradiols like to lay across the bank and get the sunlight here in the Everglades. I don't know. I don't know what they do down there. All right, so here's our halftime. I don't know what it is. What are we playing? I have already forgotten who we're playing.
I don't know. Just press play and
shit,
we'll see. Well, we won't see
because
we're not going
to
be in the room.
Monica's getting impatient. She says, yes, bish.
Oh, yeah. Rap. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay, so it's Odyssey. And oh, what's the new the project that Killer Mike, and they just put out the CD here. They've announced that they're doing a new one for Christmas.
Well, they kind of missed the boat there.
No. I mean that was the Christmas present that they started releasing these tracks. I found out about this actually because I think it's Jamie Wilson was I think Jamie Wilson was the one that I noticed that he had liked this. I was like, oh, yeah, let me go check this out. And it's Killer Mike and some other MC. So. It's pretty good stuff. Yeah. So it's Jamie Wilson. Thank you, Jamie Wilson. And if you didn't and you're like, motherfucker, I don't listen to that shit, I apologize. I'm sorry, but I thought you led me there. Yeah, you do now. So we got that in Odyssey coming up, and then we'll be back with the second hour.
Choose to accept the meaning of life is yes. cause only God knows. Those of us in the flesh get the privilege to test, and some are fail, some are pass. We all get the same grade, know when we run the path. How you grade yourself is the mark that matters most. To separate the hard, but strong and the better folks. Have a dose. Hey, yo, this so real. Now no one was saying, but I'ma go this steal. Living in the moment, got a hopeless feel. But the feeling in itself got its own appeal. I know I'm attracted to the lights in the distance. The closer that I get and the brighter my wish gets. Excited by the risk and the chances I'm taking. Not sure what I'm putting my faith in, but I'ma be alright. A young shit so real. Kill shit to live, nigga, schizo feel. I got a hunger for knowledge and I miss no meals. I'm staying high off life and I miss no pills. I'm addicted to the thrill of walking along the edge. And I know what lies ahead, but always knowing the deal. I'm good with my decisions. The setbacks and gains is all a part of the game. I'm ready to spin the wheel. Whatever is in store, I'm ready for sure. With the attitude of wealth and the gratitude of the poor. The balance is the challenge and I sit so still. Between callous and analysis, but there's no frill. I'm off the chain, been that way. Slaves enslaved from 93 till infinity. I'm slated in ways that's etched in stone. The age where we market ourselves. I'm still all about the music. I don't monitor the plays. I don't monitor the hits and I don't monitor the clicks. I monitor the snare drum in the bottom of kicks. Is anybody left to still fuck with this true shit? But let me hear you scream over top of this cool shit. Hey yo, this so real. Now no one was saying, but I'ma go this steal. Living in the moment, got a hopeless feel. But the feeling in itself got its own appeal. I'm attracted to the lights in the distance. The closer that I get and the brighter my wish gets. Excited by the risk and the chances I'm taking. Not sure what I'm putting my faith in, but I'ma be alright.
What? Hear what I say, we are the business today. Fuck shit is finished today. R, T, and J, need a new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of acid today. The joints with the matches and ashes away. We dash away. Dollar and Dixon, the pistol is rattling away.
Doctors of death, killing our patients of breath. We are the pain you can trust. Fucking it work. Hooking up curses and slurs, smoking my brain in a mush. I became famous for blaming you fuck, naming my way through the brush. There was no training or taming of me and my bruh. Live like a man, but I'm animal raw.
We are the murderers there, that went to jail and we murdered the murderers there. Then went to hell and discovered the devil delivered some hurt and despair. Used to have powder to push, now I smoke pounds of the push. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I give a fuck about none of this shit. True runner over and out of this bitch.
Step into the spotlight. Copying of uppers and downers get done. I'm in a rush to be numb. Dropping 1,000 ain't much. Cup on the clouds on a missile to turn this whole town in the dust. Don't make a sound, baby, hush. I am the living swipe right on the mic. I'm a slut. I don't know how to not spit like a loud. Put a pound of my kids on your couch.
Half of a Mongol and mythical team, dealing this treacherous thing. Legend says L is a spun out of hell. The myth is my mama's a murderous queen. No, I can eat like in Godfather 1. You get the gun as I christen my son. If I die today in this hell, I should pay. Tell the Lord Mikey said, fuck, it was fun.
Every new record's my dick in a box. We get a doozy, the rulers a lot. You're getting used to me doing no wrong. I don't play chicken, you prick, I'm a fox. You wanna kick it, I'll give you the rocks. You kiss the wood chipper blade if you bark. I'm fucking magic. In fact, I'm a warlike a talk. I got a unicorn on board.
Stop.
Step into the spotlight.
Jelly won't snitch. I run the room with the Ritz. I sip a fifth of the whisk. I smoke a dub in the tub. Then I was flip on my wrist.
I'll pull a sword and you sense.
just for the flick of the wrist. Itching at giving a miss. Me and my skip away whistling and grin. Every day's golden when you only win.
Bullying bastards and beating on beat. Sounds like a day at the beach. Preach. I keep the metal to step on your feet. Before you can speak, clap to the beat.
We move from on the ones you think of me. You think I'm lying, you right see my teeth. You don't think I'm bored when I'm wrong if I move. Hunt is no fun when your prey doesn't move. Put a gun to a bunny like truth. Say something funny, your bunny go boom. You got a bevy of shit you could groove. We like to thank you for choosing our crew.
And that's from the crew you can trust. Warranty plus for fucking shit up. We are the no-gooders, do-gooders, known are the dancers and dealers and doers of dust.
All right, so that was Run the Jewels. I figured it out. It's Run the Jewels. And that's Killer Mike and LP. And it, well, I think it is Jamie Wilson. I think that is who it was, so... yep, Run the Jewels. And you know what? I really am looking forward to hearing this one song that I haven't heard by them off this new CD. It's RTJ3, and it's called, or it's Run the Jewels featuring Zach De La Rocha, since we're talking about old school. And the song is called Close Your Eyes and Count the Fuck. That is the greatest thing in the whole world. So I want to listen to that CD. All right, guys.
It's sub-name is, Zach, where is this album you've been promising us for 15 years?
And then he'll respond with a double disc album called Let Me Bitch and Whine About the Indians for 2 hours.
That's exactly what it will be. That, you know, it's like one mind. It's like
you know what? It kills me because how can you assemble such great artists and put out such like, I mean, you talk about, you know, everyone laughs and, oh yeah, the rap rock scene, blah, blah, blah. Rage Against the Machine nailed that shit before it was shit, and he ruined it, just like Korn back with the first album. They ruin it with going on and on about their daddy issues for Jonathan Davis and the Indian issues with Zach De La Rocha. Dude, your name is Zach De La Rocha. You're not Zach, like, Stormcloud, okay? You are not Native American. Shut your mouth, dude. Shut your damn mouth.
In fairness, wasn't the Korn album called Issues?
No, that was way later, sir. Way later. It was, what was the first one? It's the one with the little girl sitting on the swing.
First album is just called Korn.
Yeah, it was just Korn. That's the one where he's crying about his daddy at the very end. Like, the CD's been amazing.
That song, see, the first time I heard that song, I was like 15, and I was fucking traumatized listening to that. Yeah, that's some cold fucking shit. That dude fucking cries at the end of that song, and I do not handle tears well.
No, and it's really hard. It's really difficult to listen to. And, you know, luckily, Zach really doesn't do it on the CDs, but if you ever see Rage in concert,
God. I bet it's like 20 minutes of him just fucking, like, belly rumbling.
Yeah, and he makes, and the worst thing is, it's not like most artists that get up there and they're like, yeah, we gotta stop this, we gotta stop this. He's like, I gotta stop this, you're part of the problem, you bunch of white privileged assholes in the crowd. And I'm like, dude, you just made me pay $40 to come see you, now you're gonna berate me?
Like, he's like, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Buy my t-shirt, my new album at the merch store.
Yeah, he does. He totally makes you feel like you, he's like a preacher in church. Like, they start talking about sins and what you shouldn't do, and I just start slinking down in the pew. What's wrong with your middle finger? Ooh, it's got, is that poop on the end of it? What are you showing me?
I smashed it. That's where I smashed it that day between my hand cart and the brick wall.
Okay, so that's why there's
Like a week later.
That's why there's that poop color right there by your nail. Just explain to me what the poop color is.
You run a rickshaw.
Hand cart's kind of similar to handball.
He does. Mark, he does run a rickshaw. He had an unfortunate accident the other day where he was running one and some jackass white dude in this hat and this blonde chick and this little Asian kid are trying to drive down the road, and Dr. Dark's like, no, and then they just hit him from behind, and he goes flying up in the air. The orchestra kicks in like it's whimsical, and Dr. Dark is on the front of this car. It was
very
traumatic.
Through the air.
And who knows who that asshole was, but he was just flying down the road. That little fucking kid.
It's like, saving all their pennies. This beautiful Chinatown you'll see today.
I give you line.
I hate you.
That's probably why you got a stationary bike, so you could like get pumped up to run one.
I was quoting Big Trouble in Little China. That's okay. I can do that.
Yeah, he doesn't, but he doesn't know what Big Trouble in Little China is.
So?
He actually prefers Big Trouble in Little Tokyo or Showdown in Little Tokyo because he likes that Brandon Lee tells the other guy that he's got a big cock or whatever it is.
I prefer
Tokyo Gore Police. I think we've already established.
Oh yeah, he loves Tokyo Gore Police.
I prefer
he likes the estradiol woman in that movie.
I like
it's half crocodile.
Big Cream Pie in Little China.
You like Big butts and you cannot lie, Dr. Duck.
He does. Big what did you, Big Trouble in
I
China?
I like Big Cream Pie and Little China.
Oh, I thought you said Little China, and I'm like, she died this year too, just so you know. So
China.
Let's not talk about China.
Oh, China died this year. Oh,
that bitch should have taken some estradiol.
Oh my God. Oh. I don't think there was a problem.
What?
Except when she talked.
Jesus Christ.
Come on now, since we were talking about Carrie Fisher and her mom and everything, look at Singing in the Rain. Isn't that the whole point of that movie? Because that bitch was hot and she couldn't talk. Lena Lamont, or whatever her name was. I don't remember that movie that well. Other than I remember her fucking name. I don't know, but that's the same
thing.
Did you
say Singing in the Rain? I'm sorry, I got lost somewhere.
Yeah, Singing in the Rain. Carrie Fisher's mom is in Singing in the Rain. She's that chick. She's the chick that the dude's going to fuck or wants to fuck.
Okay.
I mean, because that's what those movies were all about back then. It's just, it's whimsical and singing.
Yeah, every single movie from back then is about hardcore fucking. They just
she had, like, I think both of those dudes, like, after they did their silly dance, I mean, they fisted her all night long. If you watch that movie, the very next musical number is they are all, like, washing dishes together, and they're like, good morning, good morning. And they've just, like, all had the craziest, like, orgy sex in there. And that's what that song "Make 'Em Laugh" was about. Like they're, you know, sticking their dick in her ear and something like "Make 'Em Laugh, Make 'Em Laugh." It was crazy. You guys need to rewatch "Singing in the Rain." There's so many things there. It's like Mark's "The Shining." All right, there are things buried all through this movie, and you have to find them.
There's butt nuggets all in this movie.
There are wonderful, wonderful little golden butt nuggets all through this film. It's great. What movie were we talking about? I don't even remember. What the
"Singing in the Rain."
"Singing in the Rain." Yeah, I think all that stuff actually is in "Singing in the Rain." I wasn't making any of that up. It's true. But you know that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Singing in the Rain.
See if it's not true, we can just call it a post factum. All right.
I'm gonna try to find the Singing in the Rain.
Post truth,
please.
We're okay. We're okay.
Yeah. What
you said?
Please.
On this show, everything's a post truth. Moving on.
Yeah. Have we ever made anything?
Edit.
I'm just so glad that the show isn't well listened to. It's not well liked at all.
Are you embarrassed of the show?
No, I just think that if it was well liked, we would be like, oh, look at us, people listen to our stupid show. But then we would have like letters, the cease and desist letters coming in from like Kane Hodder, like quit telling people that I molest children.
We would still be in litigation with Kane
Hodder.
Oh, dude,
we would be in so much trouble. How many people we've made claims about on this show that aren't actually true at all? Like we have called everyone. Horrible things on this show, and
I said, like, I was chatting to one of my friends earlier on, like just like 10 minutes before we started the show, and he's like, why are you still up? And I was like, this is the last Midnight Horror Show of 2016. I am fucking pumped. I'm listening to good tunes. I'm in the zone. I'm drinking, ready to get my groove on. And he's like, really exciting. I was like, it's going to be a train wreck. I was like, but it's my train wreck. And it's a beautiful fucking train wreck.
I
love my train wreck more than anything else in the world. And I don't give a fuck if anyone else loves my train wreck, because I love my train wreck.
Oh, Alicia, I did not destroy. She says she needs therapy after I've destroyed her favorite musical. Come on now. I was giving it props. Look, I know the songs. I know the movie. I know Dean Lockwood and Lena Lamont and these people. I know
upset,
this movie.
So don't be upset. Everyone got fucked.
It's an amazing movie. All right, it is an amazing movie. I agree. It's great. I'm not knocking on it. I love it. I love when he's flipping around and acting all silly and stuff.
Danny's not knocking on it, but a couple of the guys in the movie were knocking on it.
Yeah, they were knocking her boots, man. They were. Lena Lamont. I think that's her name, right? Alicia, if it's your favorite, you gotta tell me. Is it Lena Lamont? I don't know. I think that's her name. I could look it up myself, but you know, I just.
Alicia says, "Ah, yes, but the people that listen are awesome, and that is true."
Yeah, I mean,
keep
they're...
coming back. You either are awesome or you're. Fucking sadomasochists just like it for the pain.
Yeah, but I you know what? I don't know if they just have to listen to it to pass a bowel movement. The fact that you all that are listening right now live, even the replay people, I love you guys too. I'm not going to be a Zach De La Rocha up here, all right? I love all of you. I'm not going to say you're the problem, replay people.
You're killing live
you
radio.
I know.
By downloading us.
That's a real Mark quote there. That he just
he's
I mean,
like,
that
is literally. So are we saying that Danny right now is Lars Ulrich? And the downloaders are Napster. Is that what we're saying?
That's
right
what we're
now?
Saying right now. That's what he's trying to say right now. I love the listeners. I love the listeners, and I don't care if it's just, you know, one of you out there, two of you, three. It doesn't matter. I love it. I love you guys.
It doesn't awesome. Matter how many of you there are.
You would ruin
I actually thought he was going to do rock quotes all the way through this show because he was doing rock quotes earlier on in the messenger chat. And I genuinely thought we were going to be joined tonight by Dwayne Johnson.
But, yeah, he would have until the drone rock bottomed him outside. And then the tree gave him the people's elbow.
It did. It did. The tree reached out and gave the people's elbow to the fucking drone.
Yeah. Here you go, Dr. Dark. Smoke has saved the day with LBO Entertainment Group presents Swinging in the Rain.
Oh, hey, can you imagine?
I wonder if it's a musical. Do you think there's musical porn?
I love the fact that it says it's been digitally remastered. I don't know if I'd want to watch digitally remastered porn.
It's digitally remastered, but it looks like a VHS cover folded in half. Watch on your computer or your TV. Yeah, nobody says that on a box, and nobody puts those weird 80s lines. That's weird.
No one should be watching porn on their TV as well. It should be on your computer and your computer alone.
Yeah, this is. I don't think I've
watched porn on the TV plenty of times.
Of course you have. Of course you have. You're different.
I mean, with VHS stuff, you had to.
What is this chick in this?
That's what I'm saying.
Around,
I'm saying
Sin.
Nowadays you should watch it on your computer. And in the past, yes, we all had to watch. On TV, or in a CD cinema somewhere, surrounded by other men wearing trench coats who were clearly masturbating.
Doctor Dark will give you the address.
And coughing uncomfortably. You know. Yeah, we've all been there. We've all done that, right? Now it should just be on the computer and the privacy of your own home, away from everyone.
No, we don't make him feel like he's in company with people, Duncan. Don't tell him that. Make him feel
Dark imagines
alone.
People right around him.
I mean, dude,
all the time.
I mean, I hope you know saying that now you're going to have to
imagine you and me, on
one of the previous shows,
he did tell
he
you
said
that he beat
something
off
about
you.
Something I posted and he masturbated.
It was a picture you took and he beat off to it.
Like that's you, right. And I said that I beat off to the image of him beating off to me.
Yeah, I think
that's what I do.
I think since we've referenced
I think I said that about Smoke putting on that lipstick in that video too.
Yeah, I think because we've referenced
that was hot as fuck. That's given. Like literally I've got that video saved and downloaded there and I watch it on repeat I'm struggling to get up.
How do you think Smoke got all the chicks? It was that video. That's how he scored all of these.
That's his Tinder profile video. I don't even know if you can put videos up there, but if you can, that's what it is. Goodbye, horses. I'm crying over you.
Now all I can picture is Smoke sitting with an underage girl on a roller coaster, fingering her to an entirely different version of Wild Horses. Fear has crept in my mind on multiple levels right now.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, please, Smoke Cinder.
Oh, yeah, we have to play. Now I imagine him sitting there beating his chest in the mirror. What the fuck, Smoke?
It's the one that says Smoke Sounder right there.
Yeah, let's screw. I want to fuck. She'd be like, oh, me so horny. Me love you long time.
That I say, all right.
Smoke, oh, you son of a bitch. He's not right.
Oh, Jesus.
He reckoned earlier on, he was doing the math, he reckons he's going to be able to make 40% of the shows next year, so I don't know what we've done to to merit that fucking increase of participation, but I'm blaming someone.
I hate that son of a bitch. 40% of the shows, that's not what...
That's an increase, I think.
Yeah, but it's okay when Undead does it. Undead's allowed to. He buys 1,000 movies a year. I mean, you know, there's no discrediting this guy, right? So
we need Undead to take time away from the show and then come back and then just like destroy everything. He destroys it. He's essentially Undead is to the Midnight Horror Show what The Undertaker is to the WWF.
When he comes into the ring and just starts chokeslamming everyone?
Destroys everyone on the roster, goes away for about a year, then comes back, destroys everyone again. And every time Undead comes back, we are like the wrestlers in the ring when the lights drop out. Like, you know, we're doing a show. Oh my God, it's Undead!
Oh my God! Hell has broken loose here! In Charlotte!
That's literally what... And that's what makes Undead amazing.
I could just, can we now imagine that Dr. Dark is the pallbearer and he's getting choke slammed by Undead and Dr. Dark's going, oh, with his little jello chin. Ugh, that guy was so creepy. Ew. That guy was creepy as hell, man. I didn't like that guy. But The Undertaker was awesome back then. Didn't he start?
My Undertaker's coming to get you.
Then he became a biker.
Yeah, and yep. Came into Roland. He came into the.
Yeah, yeah,
did.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, he did.
Do came you know the... where you are? Welcome to the jungle, punk, and take a look around. It's Limp Bizkit fucking up your town. You're downloading the shockwave for all the ladies in the cave to get your groove on. And maybe I'm the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest. Well, guess who's next? Generation X, Generation Strain. So don't even shout through my window pane.
Oh, I never knew when you're gonna finish.
How? That's what she said.
You're just, I'm like, we're all waiting.
Oh my God, Russell! I suppose I'll tell you right now, anything by Burning Angel Entertainment has me 100% on board.
Are you serious?
Love me some Burning Angel. He's got Dawn of the Dead and The Craft.
Oh, thank God you corrected that for me. Because there's all that sludge on the top of the word, I thought that said Dung of the Dead and thought this was going to be like a scat movie. And was like, this is not going to be watchable.
Am I missing something? Like, Dung of the Dead, I get it's funny, but The Craft is the name of the movie.
Yeah, The Craft.
Oh, it's The Craft Triple X.
Yeah, but
that's a shite name.
That's stupid. Yeah, you could have done some. Okay, let's think about this. What could they have done instead?
The Cock.
Yeah, The Cock.
The Cunt.
She's just been like three women fucking doing the little prayer around the penis.
Well, actually, since there's a guy there, it could be the cram, and he could just be cramming his...
That could be like an all-lesbian porno, yeah.
Did anyone find the musical? I want a musical
The Clit.
Porn. No, I want a musical porn. Are you just shouting C words now?
Yep. It could be just like Clint Eastwood in the middle saying, get off my lawn, talking to a chair that's empty, pretending it's President Obama. Best thing that's ever happened.
But it's called The Clit. It would have to be a mystery because most of the dudes couldn't find it.
Like nice one, Mark. My wife loves waking up in the morning and then asking me what the hell we spoke about on the show the night before when she sees everything that's been posted, and now it is just porn. Pure porn. There's some ambiguity in there, you know. She's like, why is there like pictures like Spider-Man like pretending to rape someone? I'm like, because we were talking about Spider-Man raping someone. that's the listeners. We were just speaking about something interesting, and they started doing it. Now it's just porn.
Oh yeah, but
it's like porn parodies.
I love it.
And I'm not going to be able to say that we weren't talking about porn. We were clearly talking about it. I'm just like, we're talking about fucking. Oh, love fucking.
Look, Dark would never be able to find that movie. That must be nope, he's mad. Mark, you beat him to the joke. He was going to take your joke. Son of a bitch, Mark. See what you've already done? You haven't even gotten to 2017, and your whole thing to tell corny jokes is getting fucked here, man. What are you doing?
I can find The Clit and the G spot with the same hand. Thank you very much.
Dr. Dark can even find the male G spot.
Oh yeah, that's testicle. And he still uses one hand. It's called the shocker. He just goes two in the pink and one on the wink, one wrapped around the wink.
I thought you just said there's something on the wing. I thought you were doing Shatner there. There's something on the wing.
It's amazing.
It's what when he finds sweet corn on his dick. There's something on the wing. Is that too much?
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's amazing.
Dr. Dark, do you even know what's going on right now, sir? What's the current
status? There's succotash on my wiener, and I made a horrible joke that it was William Shatner's wife that was out on the wing of the plane he found her dead.
I thought you said it was your wife. No, that's why I was
mine.
Like, William, why would you say your wife was the thing on the plane?
No, Shatner's wife.
So there's a really, really bad video on, it's like the whole movie for Stormtroopers of Death, where they do an impression of William Shatner finding his wife.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty amazing. Funny. He's like, oh, my God. She's at the bottom of the pool. Honey! That's pretty bad.
That's awesome. I know it's bad, but we're trying to make a joke of everything. We don't want to be awesome.
That was the bit that got me. And I know that Phil Anselmo's been posting a lot about this recently, and it has made me laugh. You know, like how fucking Scott Ian was all over, like, Phil Anselmo for doing like essentially white power fucking symbols on stage and all the rest, when he was in a band called Stormtroopers of Death who had an album called Speak English or Die. And I just think that's rich, Scott Ian. That's very rich.
Yeah, it's
like
rich
selective memory for you, just because you're in Anthrax and that dude that sings there wears a fucking Indian headpiece, by the way, and runs across the stage, because that's not even the slightest racism. Fucking, dear God Almighty.
Dear God Almighty.
Are we going to finish our game?
Scott Ian's. Oh, my God. Merry Massacre. Yes, we've got to
play a game.
All right, let's do some Merry
Massacre. Oh,
whoa. Do you want to play a game?
New Year's horror movie out the way? I can do mine right now if you want.
Let's do it. Let's hear what your New Year's.
Right, so the one that I have to watch, because it is pure quality, and I know that Danny stole my answer, so I had to modify it, and it's End of Days.
Oh, with Robin, since we were just talking about The Craft, right? Wasn't it Robin Tunney in that?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You get a bit of Arnie doing his classic, like, Arniness in that movie. He goes to Gabriel Byrne, who plays the devil in that movie, and calls him a choir. You're a fucking choir boy compared to me.
Yes.
That's the devil. You've threatened the devil, Arnie.
Yeah, but
you're taking on the devil, Arnie. That's
but seeing him in that dark role like that in a movie like that, doesn't it just make you feel like if he could have shown up in like Friday the 13th early in the series, that's where it ends? Like there's no more? Like he just makes me feel like
he's the way you finish. Like whenever they were trying to struggle to finish a franchise, you bring Arnie in.
Yeah, I swear to God, that's how you get him. Like that'd have been awesome. Well, I think that's how we should
end off. There's something really weird about End of Days as well. There's that creepy little fucking albino guy that's just like, he's gonna fuck you. And I was like, that is weird.
That guy's, he was in something else too. He always plays the creepy, like, you know, half blind, you know, homeless dude.
I think it's because he's creepy and half blind.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think it's that that whole Kane Poltergeist 2 thing, you know, find someone terminally ill and throw him in the role. He's creepy. I love End of Days though. I haven't watched him forever. I had one of those good new metal soundtracks.
He found a porn parody of High School Musical, but it'll get kicked out of Facebook if he posts that image.
Oh,
I'd be worried about other things than just getting kicked from Facebook for having that image.
What? Why?
And Dr. Dark knows about it, so don't do it.
Smoke says there was Limp Bizkit during the threesome devil incest sex scene.
That's correct. That's why I love that movie.
The soundtrack's one of those Freddy versus Jason, Scream 3 type soundtracks.
I had an unreleased song from what was then going to be the upcoming Guns N' Roses album, like 10, 12 years before Chinese Democracy finally got released. Like, oh, listen to this. It's new. It's a new song by Guns N' Roses. The album can't be that far away. And Axl Rose just sat in that motherfucker for ages. And the song that was on it was not good.
No, it really wasn't at all. I was about to say, that song's bullshit.
Bullshit.
I like that song at all. It
did have professional murder music who were on every fucking sim track.
Everything.
About that time.
Everything.
Every fucking, and it was the same song. It was slow. And it was on every single fucking sim track. And they had that one album. And it was like literally on everything. And I listened to it. I was like, I just go back to being Ultra Spank, because Ultra Spank were a fucking amazing album. An amazing band, sorry.
God,
and
then I love those horror soundtracks of that time. Who was it that
fucking amazing.
What was the one the beginning of I Know What You Did Last Summer? It's Typo Negative doing Summer Breeze. Oh my fucking God.
Typo on anything. Typo Negative for the win.
That shit is like when that shit, oh man, that's an amazing fucking track. I mean, and I, you know, they had some, you know, hit or misses on that CD. I think there was who was that band over that whined back in the day then too? He's like, Our Lady Peace. I couldn't think of his name. I was like, he sings that song about something. He's like, oh, woo, and making all those weird noises. Our Lady Peace. They're on there. So they kind of drop it off.
But Superman's dead.
Yeah, something like that. Sure. But the first track from Typo Negative when the movie starts, it fits. I mean, you know, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Like I say, Typo Negative on anything.
Yeah,
typo
I agree.
Typo Negative on everything. Fucking love Typo.
Yeah, Mark, I can't believe you're not, like, jonesing at the bit to do, like, a horror soundtrack episode again, since we're blurting out some.
Yeah, I wasn't on the last one. I missed it. And you go, Webula appeared right at the very end.
Yeah, and I don't...
Like, live on the show.
Yeah, I don't think that, I don't think we've discussed any of the things we're talking about right now, have we, Mark?
No, we did. We did an episode that was more about scores and, like, or like full soundtracks. We didn't talk about, like, the albums, because like a lot of this stuff, like they'll use like 5 seconds worth of a song in a movie real quick and it ends up on the soundtrack. So,
but if it works properly, it can work. Like I know what you just go back and watch the beginning of I Know What You Did Last Summer when it's coming in off the water, you know, up onto to the cliff right there. Like just the way it's coming in and the song, like it fits perfectly. It fits like a score would fit there, I think.
We could totally do the Fog remake and I could do Fall Out Boy.
Oh, let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do
I'm not dog. Doing it. I'm not doing it.
My fog knows what you did in the dark.
Oh, see? This is, oh, my God. This is what we're going to get if you don't. This is what, I get, this is what we're going to get if you don't. You better do it. You better goddamn do it.
I'll do it right at the end.
Okay, okay. All right, that's
okay, fair I'll give you a little bit of Fall Out Boy right at the very end.
All right, that's fair
I need to warm up and stretch like a motherfucker because that guy has range.
Yeah, what's his name? Patrick Stump?
Yeah, fucking great singer.
He's great.
Awful,
he's great.
awful band. Fucking amazing singer.
I'm not really a fan of that band. I'm not really a fan of any of those bands.
He can sing, though. He has.
Oh, he can sing.
He can light it up.
White Michael Jackson.
Light it up.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Dr. Dark, you're right. I mean, I agree with Duncan, but you're right as you're blurting out one of the songs that I know because it is catchy as shit. That stuff gets stuck in my head because they play that shit on the radio all the fucking, or did on the radio all the time. That's how Panic at the Disco got stuck in my head. Is because of that shit.
Panic at the Disco is exactly the same.
Yeah, but you know what? I love Panic at the Disco. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but I do. I love that shit. I really don't know what happened. I don't.
I burst in with the heaven you people ever heard of, closing the goddamn door.
Yeah, no, I don't really like their
these kind of things, but it's as fun as ever.
Yeah, I don't really like their old stuff as much. I just kind of like his crooning nowadays, where he tries to sound like Tony Bennett or something.
This is where we lose listeners, Daniel. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's just fucking do it. Let's do it.
Okay, look, you want to...
Fuck the world, burn it down!
You want to talk about losing listeners. Hold on here. Let's...
Oh, no, it's going to... Like, she's a breaking arm.
Let's see. I can do you one better. I'll play one of Smoke's favorite tracks here in a second when I get it... I get it all locked up here. I'm going to find this bitch because I know Smoke is a huge fan, and I know someone else. I think Dr. Dark is the biggest.
Smoke is a huge... Oh, I can't wait. Like, Smoke
Dr.
is
Dark,
listening.
Dr. Dark.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
There you go, Dark. Will you sing it, Dark? Do you know the words to this?
It's just, whoa, hanging tough.
Oh, really? They don't say anything else? Is there one that you do know then? How about this?
The right stuff?
My step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to your girl.
Step by step.
You missed that part, you bitch.
Oh, shit. I can't believe you did the fucking rap.
Oh, are they going to start singing it?
You need to do the right stuff. I know that one.
I have a whole collection over here or something.
Step. Ooh, baby, gonna get to you, girl. Five step. Ooh, baby, really want you in my world.
This is the part I wanted to hear, Dark.
Please get the song I asked for.
Oh my,
the right stuff.
Oh,
come on.
Like fucking demanding now. Play my music, Dennis.
You know what'll happen? You guys won't hear from me if I don't. It's like Twilight Zone. If I push it too much, he's gonna put me in the cornfields like that little boy. Like, Danny, I don't like you. To the cornfields, and I'm just gonna disappear off into the cornfields. You know how he runs things.
Yeah, he does.
All right, here's... Oh, why are they always doing this weird step movement in the beginning? Is he having a seizure? Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Listen to him.
The right stuff. I wish I could tape this right now and show you guys.
Oh, holy shit. Debbie Reynolds is dead.
What?
Right stuff.
What?
What?
Look. Now, Dr. Dark's going to be like, that bitch.
First kiss was a sweet kiss. The second kiss had a twist. The third and the fourth kiss.
We've just had bad news.
See it in your walk. Tell it when you talk. See it in everything you do. Even when you pose, you got the right stuff. But now you're dead.
Oh, my fucking God. No, that one you cannot attack. That's the chick from Singing in the Rain. I won't take it.
No.
Jesus, you son of a bitch.
You killed her. But you killed her with what you just did on the show.
Oh my God.
It's your fucking fault.
Stop. It is not.
It is. You've done it.
Don't put the blame on me. You're gonna... I can't handle that much weight. Don't do it.
Dude, she's old as shit. She
Shut
had
it.
To be.
Shut it. It shows true
gotta
love.
Gotta be like 80 something.
It just shows true love, man. She lost her daughter, and she couldn't handle it, and she died. It's like those movies where the red fern grows, where the dogs die, when the one dies. That's what happened. So, you know what? You just need to knock off your silliness and your nuggets on the block for 2 fucking seconds so we can have a goddamn serious moment right now to deal with this, all right? And fucking knock it off. Let's have a moment of silence for, who would you say was it? Oh, my God. Burt Reynolds?
Debbie Gibson.
Yes.
Burt Reynolds?
Debbie Reynolds.
Charles Grobin?
Debbie Gibson. He dies on December 26th every year. Are you kidding me? He becomes obsolete when Christmas is over. Nobody listens to Josh Groban.
Dr. Dart thinks that Burt Reynolds is in Tremors.
He is.
He is.
And Reba McEntire.
Yeah, Reba McEntire, Kevin Bacon.
It's Reba McEntire, Kevin Bacon, and Magnum P.I. That's Tom Selleck in the movie.
It is not.
Dart thinks it's Burt Reynolds.
It is.
Who plays a character called Burt in the movie.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's Tom Selleck.
Burt Reynolds is, you know, Smokey and the Bandit.
He's going to buy into it. Yeah, he's going to buy it.
Eastbound down, we're loaded up and trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done.
Who? He also has that guy. And then we save up all your pennies to see this great Chinatown that you see around you right now. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You are, Russell, you were right. That is, God, that's really crappy stuff.
Yep.
That is
2016, man.
I mean, but the day after, like, that's heartbreaking, though. You know, I feel really bad for Earmuffs from Scream Queens. I mean, that's her grandmother and her mom. Like, you know, that's really
fucking
hard.
Hell.
That's rough. That really sucks.
I was waiting for them to bring Chad Radwell back, spoiler alert, and they don't.
Yeah, that's kind of just...
I was expecting him to be revealed as the ultimate killer at the end, and it might still be after that ending.
I quit watching the show after he died. I'm not kidding.
I think when they killed Chad Radwell, a little bit of me died.
I thought it got even funnier. Like the end of that series was just fucking fly out hilarious.
I need to go back and finish it.
Getting a season 3. That's the point. Damn. It's still in limbo at the moment. I say give them a season 3.
You know, 2 weeks ago I would have said that's bullshit because they're giving Fuller House a season 3. This should get a fucking season 3. Fuck Fuller House. But then I watched Fuller House and I can't say that anymore.
I started watching season 1.
If they're going to put out the fucking Super Mario Brothers movie on Blu-ray, you can give us a fucking season 3 Scream Queens. That's all I'm fucking saying.
Wait, Super Mario Brothers on Blu-ray? That movie is
horrible.
It's
getting a fucking 4K restoration. As if anyone asked for that.
Hold on.
That's such a waste of money.
This is the movie where they interpret Yoshi to be a velociraptor. Yeah. And Toad is like a taxicab driver or some mucusy thing or whatever the hell he was. And if I'm not mistaken, the fish that tries to attack you in the water levels, Big Bertha, was turned into some lady in a red latex dress named Bertha or something.
Fuck that movie.
And the gun they used was the actual Super Nintendo Super Scope 6. It wasn't modeled after it. It wasn't a prop for the movie. They literally, go back and watch it, when they are firing that gun at each other then, that is the goddamn Super Scope 6. Right out of the fucking box. That movie, why does it even belong? Let me ask. Did they put E.T. the Atari game onto Xbox One to play? Is it a downloadable content? Can you buy that, Duncan? Oh. No.
Not that I'm aware of. I hope it isn't.
Because the world is still here, somewhat, even though, you know, after all
that
these deaths...
That game was cool, though, because you could, like, make his neck stretch out really long.
You're the only one that would enjoy playing a game where the alien's neck can get erect by hitting a button, right? That is not cool.
It doesn't get erect. It gets elongated.
And no one is surprised here that what is considered the worst game in all of gaming history, that you would be the one to go, well, that's actually a cool game. I like it because you can
make his neck
grow.
I like Raiders of the Lost Ark on Atari. I liked the Ghostbusters game.
I think you're just naming off famous franchises because you know they have a game with them.
No. I liked Pole Position.
Well, we know that. You're always fighting for
Pole Position. What did you like about the Ghostbusters game?
Oh, here we go. Mark's going to quiz him. Grill him, Mark. Don't let him off.
I can tell you what
Gamble.
I loved about that,
Gamble.
Bitch. I played the fuck out of that game.
I liked driving the car.
You don't drive the car. It actually just goes like ta-ching, ta-ching, ta-ching across the square grids to the different buildings. And in the center is where your HQ is. And after you've done enough stuff, that's when the apartment opens up for Zool and you have to go up the steps and all that shit. And you get to buy
your car runs out of gas.
Yeah, and you get to buy the stuff in the store and get your new traps and you do the little trapping scene. Now, Ghostbusters 2, they stepped it up a notch, but both those games were fucking amazing.
So why are you quizzing me about the game? Do you think I didn't really play it?
Dude, we don't believe that you've ever done anything in your entire life.
You probably
life
have my copy of it right around here somewhere.
I mean, jaying off is probably the only thing that we know that you actually have done in your life.
I've probably spent
twice while we've been recording.
Yeah, exactly. At least I've probably spent more time doing that than pretty much any other one single activity in my life.
If
the truth was known, but
if someone could tally up all that time you spent doing that and show you that calculated time, I think you would be depressed for days.
I doubt it. I'd be like, wow.
You'd be inconsolable. And you would find it inconceivable.
I'm sure I had a lot of fun masturbating for those 37 months of my life so far.
Of course,
would he be a Debbie Downer?
We need a sounder for Mark's jokes now.
Sorry.
No, if that's going to be your thing. Wait, well, why is there an adult video game cartridge for the Atari? I'm not really sure how the Atari was able to pull off Swedish Erotica's Custer's Revenge.
I like the use of pulled off there. That was really good.
I don't know, but I remember...
I like your pun, Mr. Trioxin.
I remember Leisure Suit Larry. That was a cool game.
Was it?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Not really. You could go in the changing room beside the pool and pee.
Well, listen, everybody. Everyone dies in Mary Massacre, clearly, and you only need to watch one
movie. Oh, it's 2016. As far as I'm concerned, it's 2016. No one fucking survives Mary Massacre. And that's the end of it.
Oh.
Ain't no winners.
Oh.
Reset it next year. That's what I say. 2016, the curse kills fucking everyone.
Oh, I think he's right. I think you know.
Our next game.
Unless anyone disagrees with me.
Our next game, I'm going to run.
No, wait. No, that's not fair, because if we're cutting Mark short, then listen. Mark still gets to run the next one.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You're right. I can't make that.
No.
Call. Oh, sorry.
So we're not going to cut it short. We're going to finish it eventually.
Mark,
but for the next
I'm
game,
sorry, Mark. I don't know what's going on.
For the next game, I'm going to run it, and it's going to be in a brothel.
Oh, Jesus!
It's going to be different rooms in a brothel named after the
Dear
hookers that are in
God.
There.
What?
And listen,
Smokes posted a screenshot of this in the chat.
You dodge arrows and try to rape an
Indian.
There's
an 8-bit erection on the screen here. There's an 8-bit cock.
A very cartoonish one.
Zach De La Rocca would hate this game.
He would be so mad about this.
So the game is going to take place in a whorehouse, and whoever wins the game, I'm going to get one of those kits that you take a mold of your wiener and you make an actual vibrator out of it and send somebody a wiener like mold like.
Right, so are you saying that one of the hosts here has to do a mold of their dick?
No, I'm going to do it.
Someone is going to get a dart dick.
They're going to get a dildo made from a mold of my penis.
So basically, this is like you had the practice rounds.
Pleasure's not guaranteed with this, then.
No, you've had the practice rounds with our first two runs, and this is a game you don't want to be the one to win.
Everyone, every single week, just pick the same fucking room.
Everyone is going to crowd in the same room. They're not going to let anyone go down.
Either everyone's getting a dark cock or everyone's dying.
Yeah. This sounds like the most...
A Russian roulette to the next level.
I say this is... This is horrible, Dr. Dark. What have you done? You have just come in here and you've Custer's revenged us. I don't know what. Oh my God, Russell, you're amazing. You found it. Not Jersey Boys Triple X, a porn musical. This is what I was looking for. Thank you.
And that's like a screenshot of the root menu of the movie, because it says Play Movie Chapter Index Special Features is highlighted.
Chapter Index and Special Features. Who? Like, what the fuck? Who needs either of them on a porno?
Chapter Index, Dr. Dark. If he starts at the beginning every time, he's never going to know more than 40. It's going to be like the Mark's Fancy Five.
They're going to get through the credits. Yeah. Is what you're telling me.
Look, Russell C says the smallest prize ever.
Misty Monday. Oh, no.
Misty Monday, she did all that really softcore shit, though. Like, except,
I know, but you love it, though.
What is it, the
spider one?
Oh, someone post a picture from it, or post the scene where she has an orgasm and squirts spider web all over the wall. It's called Spider Babe with Misty Monday. You know, and I went ahead and tried.
Who did all that Emmanuel stuff?
I tried to keep the 2017 hope alive to get Dark's favorite, Bailey J, but there's no tracking down.
I think we could still. I started listening to our podcast. It's fucking hilarious.
Okay, then you need to find a way to contact her.
I don't think she's still doing the show.
There's one, a backup one. What do you call it? Just like a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Oh, really? There's new episodes?
Oh, look.
Let me see. I got to check.
Yes, Alicia, you can opt not to win.
I
want to
see
it. Oh, I've seen it. It's amazing. It's huge.
I know you want to see it. I know you have seen it. Sorry. The last episode, 9th of December.
Oh, wow.
I think. Yep. It was called Squirting Territorial Urine.
Whoa.
Wait, is this her horror podcast or is this a different one?
No, this is the Bailey J Show.
Yeah, she had a horror podcast.
Fuck that. Get like, the Bailey J Show.
For like 10 episodes.
Yeah, that was all her interest in horror, so that's why she won't come on the show.
Oh.
That's the reason, not because Doc's stalking her and has a restraining order.
I thought that was clearly what was going on here.
I think it's probably...
It was clearly what was going on.
I think the restraining order is actually against Smoke.
Isn't Smoke... Which one of it? It was either you or Smoke, I can't remember, where we posted the top picture trying to trap someone, and they knew... Yeah, he knew immediately.
I think it was Smoke, yeah. Straight away.
I bet if we asked him to name three other big ones, he could name it. Yeah, he was all about it. He's all about it.
Alicia Newman says, can we opt to not win?
Absolutely. It was called... No, of course not. You're getting it if you win. It was
My God. Oh, right,
that didn't sound rapey at all.
I know. Custer's Revenge. I told you, man. This guy's gone
nuts. It was
nuts.
Called Bloodlust with Bailey J. And she actually had some like decent people on there. She had Zach Amico from Troma, Tom Holland, Ken Hanley, Mark Allen Miller, Eduardo Sanchez, John Harrison, Brian Usna.
Skinamax. Yes,
George Harrison.
Remember. George Harrison.
Did he die?
No, George Harrison was on that podcast.
Did I say that?
Did she have a Beatle on that podcast? Is that what you're telling me?
I said John Harrison.
Oh, John, right. Is that he said George? I was like, what the fuck? It was like that faux pas that she... I mean, I love Buffy. Everyone loves Buffy. But Sarah Michelle Gellar posted that Boy George had died instead of fucking...
Oh God! What a dumb cunt.
She even took like a. She didn't get George Michael right. She said Boy George, but she even put a fucking Boy George song in there. She was like that on her Twitter. She was like, 2016. Do you really want to hurt me? # RIP Boy George.
No.
You daft bitch.
Oh no. Oh,
you
God.
Know George Michael from. George Michael from the Culture Club.
That dude died as well, didn't he?
Who?
That dude from the Wedding Singer that does that song.
Arquette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me time.
Yeah. So that
he didn't get any time.
Oh, that guy was.
It ended.
Well, that hurt. That,
the, what? What are you trying to say? Are you talking?
I couldn't say yet her or him. I didn't know which way to go with that with Alexis Arquette.
But I would say her if she is going by Alexis.
I couldn't remember if she was or not. I couldn't remember. I wasn't going to take a, you know, yeah, it doesn't matter. She's dead now. All right. So that's the show. Good night, everyone. And we will be back in 2017. Have a wonderful Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And
my favorite is Night of the Comet.
You son of a fuck.
That's what
it
was. He stole my one as well. He stole my one as well. Danny sent me a message earlier on that said, I'm gonna mention Night of the Comet. I was like, that's my fucking answer.
Oh my
God.
It's
the only answer, really.
It is the only answer.
Mark, would you
Night of the Comet.
Mark, agree or disagree?
Yeah. That's
okay.
It.
I don't think he's paying attention.
What,
he just
what were
said,
the initials?
Yeah.
That's how we should test everyone to make sure. It's like the thing we can figure out. Was it DMK? No, wait. DMK?
Night
no.
of the Comet's amazing.
It is amazing. The movie is so
the whole
good.
World is celebrating.
Oh, my God.
Love it's, that fucking it, song. I even, love that.
I don't even mind that
I'm
you get this.
I'm just going to sing it tonight. I don't know why.
Let's sing. Everyone sing. Oh, look, Dark's sitting here eyeing his New Kids on the Block still. He's like, God, why? Why did you stop it?
I did promise.
Oh,
I did
here,
promise.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry, just,
here
we go.
Let's hear.
Me. Dark. Danny. Mark. That's how I do it.
That's awesome.
So I warm up my shit. I know very little Fall Out Boy, so I have the lyrics in front of me, and this will hopefully go okay. Jeff X Martin is posting. I think he's about to tell me to fuck off. He says, no, he's talking about...
Like Jacob Kane earlier on said, Peter Stormare is better as Lucifer than Gabriel Byrne. I said yes. And then Jeff X Martin says, Gabriel Byrne, piss gasoline, one time's got no case. So yeah, I forgot that. One of them pissed gasoline, the other one didn't.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a burn! Fuel is pumping engines!
Oh, Russell C.
Burn hard, loose and clean!
Russell C.
Turn in my direction! Quench my thirst with gasoline! Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire! Ooh!
I didn't know the Heat Miser's dead too. That's got, what the fuck? George S. Irving.
Because it ain't my.
Biatch.
I love that bit. And then you do your one, Danny, was it?
He goes, what's he do? He's like, it ain't my. It couldn't be my. Biatch. It sounds so fucking weird, man. Like, I was like rocking out and listening to that CD, and I'm like, wait, what? How, what did he just say? Like, why
he's
did he
a
say
fucking
like,
that? Like, I don't know. Like I told you, he's like, I remember I owned the live DVD of that big fucking concert that where the stage all collapsed and all the rest. James Hetfield almost died on stage doing one of the performances because he stood on pyrotechnics and fucking got burned horribly. But
you want to know what I want to know?
No, I don't. I want to hear what Duncan's.
You want to know what I want to know?
What?
Am I more than you bargained for yet?
Oh my god. Why did I could not even really tell what just happened.
But like on that DVD,
we're going
they play Fuel before Fuel has come out, so I think Load had come out but Reload hadn't come out, and like they'd have this horrible thing of playing new songs live. He's like, you wanna hear a new song, baby? And everyone was like, yeah, like that. But they had no lyrics. So they're playing Fuel, and he'd be like, into the wild I go, yeah, come on, yeah, oh, yeah, baby. and then they would do the chorus, but that was his verse lyrics. And if I was in the crowd listening to that, I'd be like, that sounds shit, James. I'm not buying your new fucking CD. Fuck you, bitch. There are no lyrics here. So anyway, Fall Out Boy.
Let's hear it.
Me. Last year's wishes are this year's apologies. Every last time I come home, I take my last chance to burn a bridge or two. I only keep myself this sick in the head because I know how the words get you. We're the new face of failure. And younger, but not any better off. Stop laughing. Bulletproof of loneliness. At least, at best, me. You fucking got me. You got me.
Oh, it was fine until you. I was fine until you had. I've never heard the song before, so.
Duncan, you know what?
I didn't expect you. I didn't know you were going to have to go to those notes. I'm sitting here thinking you're going to do like. That whatever that walk America, walk up or whatever the hell that song is that they do.
Duncan, you know what I have to say?
Dance like Uma.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were gonna do because that's the only one I know right now. They're newer stuff. So I was
here's what I have to say about that.
Oh, he's good. Dip.
I'll be your number one with a bullet, a loaded gun complex, cock it and pull it.
something about your cock.
Cock it and pull it. Cock it and pull it.
That's the only reason I love that song. Because that's his masturbation song. Uh-huh. His mantra.
Oh, God. I cannot. He is so. Oof.
He's fucking amazing. Dr. Dark never change. That's your New Year's resolution. Do not change.
Oh, I think Alicia's left us, but we'll play this for old Debbie. Play for old Debbie.
Old dead Debbie.
This is right. Oh, my God. You son of a bitch. This is right after the orgy scene.
Debbie does death.
They just got. Let's see. That's the one I was talking about. See? They're talking about. See, sex was so much more polite back then. I mean, you could fist a woman, both of them, and, you know, they wake up and they're singing and they're happy.
There's that song from about the same time, which is like, how'd you like your eggs in the morning? And I'm like, that's a bit fucking old.
Yeah, but that's, I'm saying they were happy about it back then. It wasn't, I mean, she's, look, I mean, if you could, oh, yep, these guys are, look, they're even walking funny. You can tell they experimented a little. I mean, they're light in their loafers right now. Something about a Vienna sausage?
It's Gene Kelly and Danny Kaye. Of course they fucking...
Danny
fucking Kaye tap, tap, tapped across the fucking stage.
You kind
Ladies and gentlemen, making
well,
his debut on Broadway, it's Danny fucking Kaye.
It's from Christmas Vacation, dude.
But that's not what he says. He says it's,
we'll be the happiest bunch of assholes since Gene Kelly tap danced across the stage with Danny fucking K.
Yeah, you said it all backwards the last time.
Again? What's that from again?
Christmas Vacation.
That's what I just watched that like a couple of days.
I've watched it at least twice in the last week.
It's fucking amazing. Actually,
and Bad Santa.
Yeah, they were all amazing, and now it's past then, so I want them all to come down like Christmas lights.
Oh, no, I can watch that movie anytime. I can watch that one and Bad Santa.
Keep all of those movies away from me, except for maybe, like, Gremlins doesn't bother
me. Fuck me, Santa. I love that
shit. Why are you quoting what the chick says? Why a dude is penetrating her? That is so weird in so many ways. Because
it's so funny that she's riding him in the car yelling, fuck me, Santa.
Just like Gremlins.
Alicia Newman is still here.
Oh, good. See, I was trying to play that for you. But it's a good song.
She posted
good
two
morning,
Debbie
good
Reynolds
morning.
Movies. She posted Singing in the Rain and Mother. Oh, no, that's, sorry.
Maman. Ne personne te comprend.
Danzig did the soundtrack for that movie.
Mother.
Mother.
It's Maman.
Yes,
Singing in the Rain sounds like a good
Mother.
Choice. I'll go watch Donald O'Connor flip around and act like a douche. That's spinning off the couch and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's good. Watch Gene Kelly sloshing in the mud puddles. Not really mud. It's
love that one.
Sloshing. He is. He's kind of like sloshing through like the gutter. I mean, he's all happy. He's all, you know, it's after another encounter where they've had another orgasm. So he's like figured out the plan to make sure he gets credit.
Is that what the rain is? It's just like women squatting.
They're all in the air and they're squirting. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's crazy. It's like all those girls from the beginning of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom have just like squatted. They're just squirting everywhere. I mean, that's what makes it magical. That's what makes everything about that movie magical.
Squirting.
It's like
isn't that banned in the UK now?
It's the circle of life. Squirting. We talked about running vaginas.
No, it's not banned
here.
To squirt in the UK. It's just banned to watch it.
Because they think it's mostly pee-pee, right?
I don't know Jesus what Christ. They think over here. I swear to God.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Good night.
Sloshing in the gutter sounds like a really cool way of like saying you're getting in the fucking pit.
What?
You meant you were like getting some clutch.
No, I didn't.
Pussy.
Oh,
that too.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Works there too.